whatever you want. So very special.
Miss Maria?
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR Autonomous.
Is there a phone?
Sensory. Meridian.
I ace-ified it.
Right. What up, juggalos? What up, juggalos?
Oh, boy, you woke up dumb-dumb.
That was stupid.
Oops.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Surrender!
Oh, that's so wimpy. You got no!
Let me preface this.
I know it!
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous!
Wow!
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow!
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me.
In the driveway is not nice.
That's not a poo problem.
Shut up, the whole pair.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Was she holding the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
I was offended.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of
a... Warn me and knew the selfie before.
Surely not to get the game.
Unfortunately, I'm right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
That's funny, is
that? That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
I'm not incompetent. You're incompetent. You better
not. Don't tell me to... Calm down.
Damn!
I'm in this
class of party. Where can I get
to? Excuse me?
What's my book?
I'm about as political as your proverbial... turd in a punch bowl.
Oh my god. That'll be guy.
Did you vote for me for employee?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What is this, evil? Okay, he pronounce the word.
Chugamalumane kane. Kabaloo kame. Goodbye to the University of Texas. Goodbye to the urge and quiet, Lord. Good luck to them daggies. Mm-hmm. Here's the boys who knows how to fight. Eyes of Texas, you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell.
Oh,
goodbye to Texas. Now for the Aggies, look here. Chicka wigga bone, chicka wigga bone. Just go, higgada, huggada, huggada. What in the world did that mean?
Number for 866-2 Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Yeah, I watched the Bloom induction.
Was it good?
Green Day were so much fun to watch.
Were they really?
Bill Withers.
Good for you.
He was making jokes and having to pee.
Was he really?
He's like, it's this much talent, and you know, you listen a little bit, but sometimes it gets too loud, and I'll just go watch my Judge Judy, and you know, loved it. It was great. I could have done without Miley, but
why was she better?
Seemed very out of place for her to. It was forced on.
I didn't see it, so I can't. I have no idea. But I feel like you were. I feel like it was all inter.
What do you mean?
Well, you had What's-Her-Face announcing that she was pregnant again.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Kim. Right. So the, but that was like at the end of that.
I guess that's like in finale or something.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So she came out and announced she was pregnant. And then, you know, the video that I've watched probably 1,000 times? Cutting his hand open in the, grabbing a hold of that drone at his, oh, dude.
Is it bad?
There's a lot of blood.
Ugh.
There is a ton of blood.
When you see that.
No, but I mean, it's not horrible. Well, so I guess I don't know where he was doing one of his shows, but he's up on stage, and I guess he has a crowd.
Oh, it was his. It wasn't like there was venue drone or anything.
So he uses it at the shows and he'll do stuff like that. And so I guess he's done it before, where the like drone will fly up towards the stage, and he grabs the drone so that they can get kind of a view of what.
Uh huh.
And so he grabs the drone and one of the blades. And you know what's weird? And I have to fly the one you gave me. I haven't done that. Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong? No, I'm going to do it. I just haven't done it yet. The air is very
thin.
Birthday
was in February.
Well, I couldn't fly it during the winter months. Say again?
You were
Debbie.
Oh.
Are the blades that sharp?
It's still spinning at a high rate of speed, but they're gonna cut you or what they're made of.
But you've had a remote control like airplane when you were a kid?
No, I haven't.
Not one that could fly.
Yeah, of course. Remote control airplane or helicopter when you were a kid?
There was never any cutting anybody.
That's what I mean. And so like, cause I've taken the drone out of the box and the little propeller doesn't. Dude, it's slender. And you could see him, like, he gets a little,
oh, yeah.
And then, like, pulls his hand back. But the, that comes trailing out of his hands, holy crap. Like, at one part, did he, like, make the blood up on his shirt or something?
Oh, my God, look at his hand.
His hand's bad. Well, they treated him. Stop. They wanted him to stop the show because of the amount, he's not going to bleed. Because of how bad the cut was on his hand, they wanted him to, but he's a showman. He had a blood heart on his white t-shirt. It wasn't great, but you can tell what it is. I guess they met him backstage and kind of sealed him up. But he played for like with a bum hand. Didn't he have to fly somewhere? Like, didn't they fly him somewhere afterwards for like medical attention?
Well, he was in Tijuana.
Oh boy, back north.
He was flown to L.A.
Yeah, let's get into a U.S. Get back north. I've never been to a hospital in Tijuana. I've been to Tijuana once. And I did not
want to go to a hospital.
At no point was I like, well, you know what? So I'm in good hands here. So they took him back. So that was the other big news or entertainment. Oh, no, the third entertainment weekend. The death.
From Friday the 13th?
Mrs. Voorhees. Yeah, she died of, but she was.
Was it old age?
I have no idea. It was probably in some. But I learned a lot of. I didn't know. First of all, I can't even tell you her real name.
Betsy.
You know what? I know her sister Rosie.
It was underhanded. Go ahead.
No. But did you her? Took that job for to play Mrs. Voorhees.
How much?
$10,000.
That was it.
You know why she wanted $10,000? Her. The car that she can like fall apart and she couldn't use it on a very sporty Mercedes Benz.
Oh,
and she knew it was $10,000, so she took the part for $10,000. And says that she took the part because she read the script. She thought it was horrible. Ever see this movie? So I'll do it for $10,000. I'll take my cash. I'll go get that nice Mercedes Benz that I want. And then knowing of the Friday the 13th life, she would come around to kind of embrace that she was on the Friday the 13th.
One of them, right?
Oof, man.
Isn't she killed in the second one? I don't remember.
Yeah, I feel like that's a touch of a spoiler. I don't know.
Yeah, Diane.
I've never seen it. But you know what one of her early...
What?
She was... Somebody might have to double check this. I believe she was Vanna White before...
On wheels?
I believe she was a... I don't know how long her run was, but I believe she was a letter turner. She's done a General Hospital or Young and the Restless, a million things. She's 88 years old. But I think one of her gigs was Turner on the Wheel of Fortune, if I'm not mistaken. She had decent little run.
I was like, she didn't.
Yeah, there you go. So she worked with Sajak in the day.
Who was hosting at that point?
Probably Chuck Woolery. Didn't Woolery sing?
I know he did before Pat Sajak, the original though.
Jack Parr.
I don't think that's right.
But yeah, no, I was all over. It was all over
stuff over the weekend.
I was very, very busy. And then I thought of you. Did you watch any of the races over the weekend?
Saw the final 20 minutes at Dover yesterday.
Did you watch anything on Saturday? Who the person who ran out on the track on Saturday? Did you see that clip at all?
No.
There was
Dickie?
Say again?
Was it Dickie?
No, Diane, it wasn't Dickie.
Good joke, Jesus.
No, it was some driver during the Xfinity race. I want to say it was on Saturday. Maybe it was on Friday. Maybe it was the Truck Series race. Is there a Jenna?
The Truck Series? You're talking about a fan. You're talking about a driver.
Yeah, driver.
Yeah, Jennifer Jo Cobb.
Oh, Friday night? Was that the Truck Series race?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess somebody, she was pissed off.
You
did see that.
I read about it.
Oh, okay. So she got out of her truck and out onto the track.
I saw the still shots.
Oh, see, I didn't see any of that. I was just reading about it, but you're not that.
Oh, somebody too. I think somebody to their car over the weekend before the safety teams arrived. I want to say maybe Trevor Bayne.
Was there fire in the car?
And he wasn't.
So you're not supposed to even get out of the car to arrive. So yeah. He got out and she had to get busted then.
I didn't see the follow-up, but I'm sure.
I mean, you get out of the car and you go start yelling at somebody.
She honestly didn't make it seem like she
was yelling at a driver when they drove by her.
No, but that embankment, she's not running hard to walk on that thing. It's not as bad. At least based on the stills, it's not as bad as it reads. It's bad because of the reason they have all these new rules in place.
Right.
But it's not.
So she wasn't anywhere close to a car. No. The article I read made it was right there, just front and center, by a way to get hit by a car. But you still can't get out of the car and go walking on the track to yell at some driver. Ooh, is she cute?
For Jo Cobb?
Yeah. That's not bad there in the tank top, huh?
No, I had no idea who she was. I didn't know who she was.
Okay,
she's the one who refused to park the car. It was like team orders and she wouldn't park.
I didn't spend a lot on series. Yeah, look at her. They're track.
But she's not that car.
Watch, Diane. See, there's the Lucas Oil 200. And so she's halfway up the track.
Well, her car's on the track. I mean, so she gets out of the car, she's already...
But she shouldn't be out of there over this weekend.
It was horrible. You can't really... It's sad. Obviously, attendance for this venues.
Right.
And all the acts put in new seats when the market was high.
And so now there's that many...
These massive... Mass vinyl advertisements, like banners.
Oh, then they just kind of banned, like Wrigley Field, not covering up the bleachers.
I mean, there's
it's a Friday night
Dover's
truck series, right?
Well, even yesterday looked horrible.
Really?
Yeah, Dover hasn't been good in a while. Well, it's just not.
Race?
Will
they lose one?
I don't. There's other tracks that struggle with attendance. I haven't heard anything. Maybe, but it looked bad.
Did it really?
It's
horrible, even for the cup. By the way, I sent you guys a note. Did anybody see Young Tyler singing at the? Because the only part of the race I saw yesterday was race day, and I saw Trip walk the grid, and then they had Young Tyler Molnar in the Hollywood Hotel.
Damn it! Oh, in the hotel.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. He was sitting there. He was sitting there with Jeff Gordon, a little rap, and I was like, oh my god, it's sitting there doing his little thing. Anyway, listen, we got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today, so let me do this. Let me take a break. We'll come back for you next.
In the morning. XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest music in Richmond.
Maybe even the...
But probably not. XL 102 commercial free. 2 hours of music free from
El Megasti.
XL 102. Alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Police activity is blocking the ramps at 64 at the Talleysville directions. Stalled vehicle on the right lane northbound near the Lombardi Street overpass. And a collision will slow you Hopkins at Edgemere Boulevard and Pocahontas Parkway at Laburnum.
This report is Alan.
The insurance attorneys protecting them. If you law firm to protect your insurance, call Alan and Alan to fight for the compensation you deserve. Call 866-831-4949 or
vid.com. I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
We always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushine.
Is that your day?
Did you drink my Dushine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
And those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushine made with real sugar. Besides those three bottles under my sinuates.
They work. Right. They work.
I got six more bottles.
Okay.
I drank those. Drank those too.
Well, hey, I still bottle Jack.
No, you don't.
The 10 bottles stuff to drink them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dushine, you got to do a better job of it. Like I do. Like I do.
You're hiding Dushine?
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man.
To the Dew with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushine. Available for the...
Introducing the latest up Mountain Dew Dewshine, a clear citrus-flavored dew inspired by the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew Dewshine. $2 for $2.50 at Speedway today. Mountain available legal for the first time.
Interested in a career in insurance? Licensed in property and casualty? Well, stop worrying. Teleperformance Customer Service Solutions will heighten and on your way to a rewarding career with earnings of up to $19 an hour. Visit form located at 2805 in Henrico or online at teleperformance.com. Teleperformance will get you set for licensing. Come expect Teleperformance.
Did you know that a certain fast food burrito was filled with 35 artificial ingredients? Now, if you're going to stuff 35 extra things in your burrito, why not make it 35 pieces of gold? Then every bite could taste like winning the lottery. Losing is cooking. Fill our burritos with things like grilled guacamole and freshly prepared salsa. That's because when you start with the good stuff and make it right, you don't need 35 ways of doing Chipotle. Made from better.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
Broke my Quenon lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my mist.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer. Caps might be hiding in your insurance.
Our farmers.
Hawking Festival. September 10th through the 13th at the Oak Ridge Farm in Arrington, Virginia. 4 days of music with artist collaborations like never before. Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters. Bill Lesh and Friends with special guest Carlos Santana. Mad Dog and the Englishman. Tim Cocker. Tedeschi Trucks Brothers with String Cheese Incident. A 50th celebration of Jefferson Airplanes. Rex. And so many more. For tickets and the full lineup, go to LockinFestival.com. LOCKN Festival.com.
Feet put in a hard day, and that's a feel and smell. Odor Eater super activated insoles control sweat and odor immediately. Stop sweat and odor while experiencing cushioned comfort. Wear your shoes in comfort, kick them off with confidence.
Something refreshing to anyone who needs a decadent treat, and to everyone who can't resist a slice of cheesecake. At Wawa, we have a smoothie or frozen cappuccino frozen lemonade, frozen cappuccinos, and smoothies are all freshly made. So don't you think it's about time to get one fresh? Treat yourself to one today, starting at just $2.49. Gotta have a Wawa. Only see store for details.
School of Rock Midlothian is Saturday from 10. It doesn't matter if you're 5 or 6. Rock on stage with other musicians. Call 419-494925. Oldschoolofrock.com for more info.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars. And see why I say it's doctor.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
We got a ton of stuff that we got to get through today. Dave Grohl will join us just under 2 hours from now. We'll talk to we have a little Ellie Cool announcement. Oh, by the way, what was this retweet that we were in?
Great answer.
Oh, yeah, Spoonie!
And it's verified, but it's definitely her.
What was the tweet that she favored it, though?
Well, I want to give credit to, and I don't remember the tweet, but it was essentially like, should have brought be a guest commissioner for the fantasy draft.
Oh, and she favored it then? We got to go to work for next year. I don't know that I'd be able to control myself.
That sounds weird.
Diane, no, I meant in excitement. Please. Oh, if Studi needs it. Oh, I could serenade her with her own Studi Mishra. I've got Studi Mishra. Oh, so does that mean she wants to do it? How do I read into that?
I want her to do that.
Matt Fisher is the one who tweeted the tweet that was Studi.
Oh, Studi. There she is. Oh, she looks good there. Now, she won't remember that.
Now.
That we got to get on that immediately.
Not. Yeah, 2,600 favorited tweets.
That's not true.
Matt Fisher's tweet.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl will be on with us. Like I said, now we'll talk to Dave Grohl. We do have a little promotional announcement, a little Elliot in the Morning promotional announcement that we'll get into. And that in some way, shape, or form involved Dave Grohl. So we will talk to him a little bit. As long as we're in the music world, to the Rush from Saturday night. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Don't ask me to. Oh, and don't. I have a great trivia question. Fantastic trivia question. And I'm probably only going to be able to do it in the room. But man, is that solid. So anyway, we have Elliot in the Morning. I want to get into Rush a little bit. Other stuff that we'll be doing all this week. Weeks to go see Mumford & Sons. When you win your tickets to go see Mumford & Sons, get passes to go to their check. And they're awesome during sound check. They're great. Last time they came through town, we took a bunch of people back. Awesome. So we'll do pre-show passes with Mumford. So the Firefly Music, 4 days of music, takes place in where? So it's all 4 days. So what you will win is you will get tickets. So you and three people will go, and you will get tickets for all 4 days. That's nice. So we'll do that a little. So I'll have tickets for you to go see. A lot of stories that we got to get through. It's going to be very, very busy today. So Diane, let's get
these. Trying to look up information on this. You should not quick. That was registered off the coast of Oregon while you 5.8.
Oh, because you know what? I got scared for a moment. Because remember, we were talking on that big 9. Or maybe it was on hit off the California coast, off by a couple of days, but that's still a biggie, don't get me wrong.
So they said out of casualties and damage, and then there was a 4.3 after seismologists again off are working to numbers and any sort of damage estimates, but it doesn't sound like.
Wasn't there a big one over the weekend in Japan that I want to say was into the 8?
When I just typed in earthquake, Oregon, and one of these that came up was one from Johnny Weir, who was talking about a very... that was the 30th, so Saturday.
Yeah, so there was one in Japan. It didn't set off a tsunami. They were set off the tsunami. Yeah, I know it was a big one, but it doesn't look like what you would see accompanying,
right?
Essentially an 8.5 or a 9.
Patient with Ebola likes to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Boston yesterday. No danger to the public at large, but obviously people were a little bit concerned with personnel and all their hazmat suits showing up to transport this person who is described as severely ill, recently returned for Lyon. Obviously, due to patient privacy policies, they could not answer any further questions.
Why is there no... Dude's running around. That's a concern.
Well, they said the test is being done out of the caution.
Okay.
So this was he was just taken into the hospital. Yes, follow up on that. From Alta Vista, Virginia, a 44-year-old woman logged smash through the window of her car. According to Virginia State Police, Tina Catron was driving 29 when the suspect the log fell from the truck, and they said it's possible.
It came off of a truck in front of her.
Possible the driver may not have that had happened today. There was also a female employee who is now out of the hospital after she was bitten by a Komodo dragon yesterday. The woman apparently had to be taken to the hospital because she needed stitches, and they were not at the bleeding.
Very poisonous.
At the animal sanctuary, they said while the Komodo dragons are predators, though doubt them, describe them as docile and not interested in instances, though she's going to be a teen care when she was bitten.
Have you ever been up close to one of those?
I've seen them through the glass at a zoo.
Right up next to one of those in person.
Like, no barrier?
Yeah, like beef. Oh, they're very scary. This is a horrible story. When I lived in Los Angeles, I can't remember the name of the movie, but Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's not Ralph Macchio he did the movie with. Yeah, but he did a movie. Was it Schwarzenegger? Yeah, I feel like it was. Where there was like a kimono dragon that's featured
in that woman.
That may be it.
I don't.
Was that Arnold
Schwarzenegger?
He was at this party. No, with the party. Who was in the freshman? Was it a long time ago?
Matthew Broderick.
That may be where I would confuse Broderick and Macchio from Wayne.
Schwarzenegger from Marlon Brando.
That's it. Damn it, Schwarzenegger's name party though. But okay. It was Marlon Brando and was it Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Okay, but they had a party for the mission that I was working at had like some kind of tie into it. We weren't in the movie, but there was some to go to this party, and there was dragon that was in the movie, mm-hmm. And they were walking it around. It's Hollywood. They were walking it around. Dude, that thing in person, long, slippy tongue that was coming out of there. But yeah, I never saw Marlon Brando. I did made me think that he was in the movie. Not. He was not.
Okay.
He was not.
Yes, that's the 1990s, the freshman.
Yeah, you know who was talking to Arnold? I didn't talk to Arnold. But you know who was talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger? Brokaw. Look at that.
The 16-year-old young man from Jacksonville who is accused of shooting into a school bus and wounding two 15-year-old girls as an adult.
Good.
With murder. Edgar Robles also charged with shooting or throwing a deadly missile. Looking 25 years. Assistant state's attorney saying further charges are possible as they continue to recover. Filling in after the death of Vice President at the age of 46, succumbing to brain cancer, first diagnosed with 2 years ago. Biden had been given a clean bill of health after in 2013. But the ring, he was elected Attorney General of 6, serving 2 terms. Last year that he wouldn't try for another term, but would run for governor in 2016.
Yeah, seeing Joe Biden, clips of like when Biden would be up on stage talking about, I guess, Bowie had introduced it with like during the but like with this kid, you're like, man, that's what that family went through. Well, he even said that it was his kids that really got him through kind of the tragedy that hit that family. Talking about his kids, I mean, it's awesome. It's nice.
The ladybugs, their fate. This happened Friday.
Court
in Southern Maryland.
That's right.
Choptacon High School.
Right.
The senior prank was
thousand ladybugs.
Exactly.
Right. And remember,
apparently you can buy them on the internet.
You can get them for for not that much. But the ringleader, remember, they didn't mess with him because he was playing a baseball championship.
So it was outgoing seniors, and there was one person who had already graduated. They just described this person as each agreeing to one. Of community service.
Okay.
They're also going to pay a $300 restitution bill for the prank because they mentioned the school employees working of time to come in and get rid of all the ladybugs.
Right, like something.
Yeah. But in handing down the decision, the judge said, it's going to be a long, hot summer for all of them. I haven't decided where to.
All right, so it's about outside community
service. As far as the, I don't want to see any checks written by parents. I want the kids to pay for it, not the parents.
Okay, fine. So they'll just give their kids $300. But are they getting to graduate, or did they already miss walking?
You know what? That part was definitely. If it hasn't happened already, it's got to be soon.
I mean,
you would think though if they
my
agree,
nephew in Arizona, they're already out of school.
Yeah.
They're already done.
Earlier, though, right?
Yeah, because they want them out of the summer heat kicks.
I know, there were people who were graduating over the weekend. I don't know. I have to check when Choptacons.
That's no big deal.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Got off nicely.
Yeah.
Good for them.
An Ohio woman has gone blind. Cat licked her eye and passed the engine.
Thought of you when I saw that story.
Janice Walters reportedly thought she had pink eye, but after doctors that she owned a cat or with cat scratch disease. It does not.
You got the fever.
It can be a problem for humans. If transmitted via bodily, an infected cat can affect your brain, your eyes, your internal organs, requiring pretty intensive treatment. They said it generally affects kids younger than 5 and those who have weakened immune systems.
How
is
the cat?
I don't know.
Well, I thought he would get. Can you get dog scratch?
Because
that would be you.
So, no, I guess she's having to treatment.
Yeah, she's.
Dwayne Johnson, San Andreas, topping the weekend box office, $53 million, 14.3, and at 13.8. New ones this week, Entourage opening up on Wednesday, Insidious Chapter 3 on Friday, as is on Friday with Melissa McCullough, Jason Statham, and Rose Byrne.
Looks funny.
Really?
Yeah, when she's in the scooter, hysterical.
We addressed this earlier. Betsy Palmer, who played Jason's mother in the first Friday the 3rd, passing away due to natural causes over the weekend at the age of 88.
Never have opened this gate. There's been too much trouble here. Did you know that a young boy drowned? The year before those two others were Kisslers weren't paying any attention. King love while that young boy drunk.
God, it's awesome.
Like you mentioned, she has been known to refer to the movie as a piece of S, and that she only took the part because she needed a new car. On Broadway, and on other Just Shoot Me, Murder, She Wrote.
Right.
New
yeah,
Heart,
no,
back
she did
in the
all
day.
Though. It was the Letter Turner. Dude, I can't believe you've never seen a Friday the 13th. Slasher flick.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nor should you.
Robert
Englund. You should never see a movie that Robert Englund is in. Whether he's as Freddy or as Robert, you should boycott movies. He's a piece of garbage.
The day that we'll see the interview with Tracy Morgan on the Today Show with Matt Lauer by his... I guess there were rumors going around after... the settlement with Walmart was announced that the takeout was saying he got like something in that neighborhood.
That's kind of low.
Reliable source.
Yeah.
That's kind of low.
Yep.
I thought I had him up at $250 million.
And thought of you when I thought of you. They are bringing Urban Cowboy screen.
And what, the movie?
Fox is doing Urban Cowboy.
Man. That may be a mistake. That bar is high.
Who's in it?
Who's in it?
We don't know yet.
Who's got Travolta's part?
We don't know yet.
What's her Deborah Winger?
I was going to say, AV for the story, young Deborah Winger fan base with an Urban Cowboys.
Deborah Winger, is she with live?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if she was still alive or she, in terms of endearment. Sorry for the spoiler.
Wah, wah.
Who gets to play Wes Hightower?
I don't know yet.
Just to get going, but boy, is that that's a high bar to go up against. That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
So after the weekend, we're all set. Tampa Bay Lakers on Friday night, and then the Blackhawks lead Hell Not.
Did you watch that game?
Both on, yeah.
The when Chicago was up 4-0, I was like, man, goodbye. They at least made it competitive at 5-3.
So game one wins, and the Tampa Bay lead. The other sidebar here is that the Garth Brooks World Tour with Trisha Yearwood no longer happening in Tampa. They're going to have to reschedule. According to from Garth and his people that came out over the weekend, it would have been to try to get all of their equipment out of the way in time. I'm new set up properly. You know,
to get all the hockey stuff out.
Yeah.
To set up the stage.
They talked
but
about
Garth's
how that
a
was
hockey
just,
guy.
Yeah.
He gets it.
He even mentioned friends with Gary Bettman, and you know, I totally understand it. We will safety concerns. We have decided to refund all depending on finding the tour in the arena.
What? Gary Bettman, when Garth Brooks walked by and you eighth grade nodded him.
Yes.
I did, yes. I was afraid to talk to
good
him.
Good luck, we'll be watching the series.
And then,
you didn't have your hat on to tip it.
but then I kicked myself for not talking to Garth. And then I wanted Gary to introduce me to Garth, and that was not going to happen. But the two of them sat and talked for a while.
Yeah.
But Darren, I did give him a little bit of a hiccup.
There were some people who were... way pissed about Garth canceling his show.
I get it, but what do you want to do?
Not much crossover there.
No. hated hockey before, more so now.
Oh,
frowny.
Yourself.
I'd be furious.
No, it's because of the... They're playing for the Stanley Cup.
I know.
What do you want them to do?
I'm just relaying what people have tweeted.
You know what? They tried to figure something out. Garth is friends with the league. He gets it. He just knows that you can't get it done. Hey, one other NHL thing real quick. Did you see the logo... for next year's NHL All-Star Game is in Nashville. So they unveiled the logo over the weekend.
No.
Oh my God, it's great. Like, we gotta get shirts. What all the setup it will go for next year's All-Star Game, because sometimes they really botch that. But but next for the All-Star Game is awesome. Like, it's beautiful.
The Falcons have released after he was charged with killing his dog. The girlfriend says she took her Yorkie with her to Shimbo's apartment a couple of months ago, and apparently left him, and she later found the dog. An investigation was conducted, and it was died from blunt force trauma, and so he was charged with felony aggravated cruelty to an animal. His lawyer saying that he kicked the dog after it bit him, and that the dog was accidental.
Found the logo. Look at that thing. Isn't that cool?
I don't like it.
Oh, come on. That's a guitar pick.
Keep Garth.
Isn't that? I love it. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd wear that.
Johnny Mins, the weekend at the Bynum Nelson class that was going on in Texas, I guess there was an 18-year-old guy who was harassing him.
Yeah, dick.
Near the pool, and so Johnny Manziel bottled at the guy.
Good, had it coming.
Hotel security and the police got involved, neither charge, no evidence that alcohol played a part in Manziel's actions. The Nationals losing all three, including their back home tonight to kick off Jays. Steven Strasburg on the 15-day disabled list with a stiff neck after throwing 16 pitches Saturday's game with a sore back. A 93-mile-per-hour pitch in the back on Friday.
And that's got to hurt.
But he did return to the lineup yesterday. The Orioles to the Rays this Friday night. They got shut out Saturday and lost night. They are now down in Houston to go up against the Astros. Jimmy Johnson only led 23 laps in Dover yesterday, but they were the race to give him his 10th at the track. He is the only current driver with 10 wins there. Only four others have ever done it. Wins at any track. Darrell Waltrip, Dale,
right.
And David Pearson.
I saw that statistic. Richard Petty, in terms of winning 10 at a track.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got 10 wins.
Look at news and sports.
XL 102.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I should have known just how many times he had in mind to eat that corn dog. Now, just like I really should have known that Geico has been saving for over 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things, and now you know. But where it stops...
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings. And
now that you know Geico has a local, let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. Geico agents run locally owned and operated businesses that can help tailor to your specific needs. Whether you are motorcycle, RV, or insurance agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Do you feel smarter? You look smarter. And yes, I can see you.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to Tom. Then buy online, over the phone, or...
Now, back to Ellen XL 102.
Take it over this town, baby. But these problems of society taught you well. That we won't run, and we won't run. That we won't run, and we won't run, people run.
In the morning, quick reminder, tender, join us an hour and a half from right now. Got a little morning promotional in there. Right now, though, I do need some further. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. First time winner, win them before you win them, or you can buy them. Gets to go see of Monsters and Men. Those tickets out Friday morning. All this pair go on sale. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-2468. Call me right now. Win them before you can buy them. We'll send you to go see of Monsters and Men.
I did test back and I am pregnant.
Elliot in the morning.
XL 102. The Rams have reopened 60 at Tallysville. We do have some 4 westbound in between New Kent Providence Fords and Tallysville. Watch for collisions pair at 64 and Hopkins at Edgemere Boulevard.
Do you know a dog trainer?
A landscaper.
Tutor.
Do you know house painter? Living room taupe.
No. Tack knew the perfect pro to dog train bones.
Bro. Every under the sun to take you from to done.
Tack helps you hire skilled professionals anything. Just answer a few questions about what you need, and Thumbtack will send you questionals in your area. It's next to tackle your personal projects. No matter what you're looking to accomplish, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but women. Oh, and Thumbtack is skilled professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Visit thumbtack.com.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone Rewards stretched Jason's love even further. He recalled moments he and his car shared, oil change jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53, where scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car.
That's Jason's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Simple. 15,000 points earning over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. No tricks. Just Wyndham Rewards. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
Our new Sriracha, a mouth-altering experience with hot chili sauce, all-natural chicken, crushed tortilla chips, and exotics. Hurry into Moe's today for the burrito, or try the Sriracha Nacho Stack.
Jose is a graduate of E-City.
ECPI was the best decision I've ever made.
And now, Jose's engineering technician. Go to EDU and find out how you could earn your degree in a field that is in demand. And in his years, you too could be saying that ECPI was the best decision you ever made. For electronics engineering technology, go to EDU today. Program success, cost, and other important facts. See ecpi.edu/fastfacts.
Switch to Metro PCS today and get a free 4G like LG Leon LTE. And since you'll keep your old phone number, risk of inheriting some number previously used for pizza deliveries. Nope, just a brand new smartphone for free. Fast nationwide LTE T-Mobile network. Right now, PCS.
Limited time offer. Price after instant rebate. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. This is not available everywhere. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Dunkin' Donuts is celebrating National Donut Day on Invited. Get a free donut when you any fridge. Exclusions apply. Exclude squares, fancies, and croissant donut. The patient may vary. Limited time offer.
There's no better time to get your hands on a Ryobi. During Ryobi, there's new lower prices on the tools you need to tackle your next project. And because all our 18-volt batteries run every 18-volt tool we've made or ever will make into a trusted system of tools that you want for a lifetime. Ryobi One that delivers more. Only at the Home Depot. Now, get a drill and impact driver kit for only $99. Offer valid through June. U.S. only. See store for details.
The Morning. XL1.
$1,000.
You haven't specified what the bet is.
$1,000 to go into the handicap bathroom and Adam and use it. You can make it through that. When I got Mar asked me if I had visited the restroom already. I said no.
So, oh my God.
So I just went and checked. He accused Tyler of doing it. By the way, that would be it, the first time that you used a public bathroom.
Well,
$1,000, but you got to go quick.
Say, go on the toilet.
Like you have to. I don't care if you pee.
You
have to lower the lid and sit down. Well, you're only adding to it because it's not going
who
down.
I don't think you can.
Not
if there is left a note.
Stall. No. But you have to go on top of it because there's
$1,000, Kaylee.
$1,000.
It's a lot of money.
Can you squat with your feet in and put your feet down in there either?
Such on the floor?
It's a big Gibson.
What is wrong with people?
I don't think it was intentional, Diane. I don't think it's intentional. Whew, man, but Mark was not.
It's not intentional. Why is there no, attempt to clean it up?
It's impossible.
So it happened over the window, maintenance number to call, right? That sounds like an emergency.
Clean it up yourself.
Well, no, there is a plumbing problem. Like, there's another way.
Oh, see.
I think you're clogged. I didn't go in to touch it. The flusher, Diane. I'll try. It's bubbling up like a geyser.
Stay out of it.
Like a mountain sound.
No, it's like you don't know what could happen. You have $1,000.
I feel now. I know I can't. But is it on you?
But I was going to say something. Yeah. I don't want to be
great. Had an overflowing toilet for 5 minutes.
No. Surprisingly, when you walk in the bath. No, I'm being serious. When you walk into the bathroom, you're like you have to the stall to be like, oh God.
So it's not as bad as it is bad, but it's not overwhelming.
All right. Well, listen, my offer is only a minute.
Wow.
Because I'm not going to drag this out. And building maintenance could be here. I don't. There could be crews coming in.
Oh, God, didn't on a Monday.
Maybe just people that need to power wash the outside of the building power wash that stall. Man, there's some trouble there. All right, so 20 minutes. Kaylee, you're in. Go take a peek. This is you're an animal.
You say peek.
Oh, peek. Oh, you can take a pee. Yeah. There's money in it for you if you take a pee, but take a pee, you have to. All right. So it's out there, 20 minutes. All right, 866-2-Elliot, 866-235-546. Line 4, hi.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Thanks.
I am excellent, thank you. Anna, how was your weekend?
It was pretty uneventful. Soccer with the kids, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, by the way, I do love that, like, neighborhood pools. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So good. Although we went on Saturday. It was our first trip to the... We weren't there 20 minutes. My kid got benched for 25 minutes. Had to sit right on the side of the pole.
Running on the side or what?
He troubled three times in the minutes. First time his friend swam by, so he jumped off the side of the pole and landed on his back.
Oh.
That's a no-no. Yeah. The next time was just, as he said, they're tussling in the...
No, come on. It was tussling.
In the pool. So that was the second one. And then the third one, his buddy was climbing out of the pool, and he was already on not that area. So his buddy was climbing out, so he went again. Yep. Sit here for 25 minutes. So,
oh God, torture.
So Jackie comes over, like afterwards, like we find out that he's been benched. Then Jackie comes over and goes, like a long time, just for, you know, for one. So I talked to him, he told me about all three. I was like, did you tell mom all three? And he goes, no, she didn't ask. Jackie still thinks, wow,
fair point.
They're pretty.
Learning young.
Jumped right on the kids. Damn it, what are you doing? Anyway, yes.
Quick, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Is that only open internally? Ricky is getting in his car.
Yes, no, it is only internally.
All right.
Only internally. There's an illness. Yeah. You can't start bringing people in and putting you in the middle of that.
Guys,
no.
Me C. diff.
If you walked out of there with C, congratulate you on getting something so minor based on what's going on. Wait 1 second. I'm going to give you tickets. I will see Sisters and Men, okay?
Thanks, Elliot. Have a great week.
Hey, you do the same. Hold tight 1 second for line 6. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Elliot.
Yo.
Yo, who's this?
Scott.
Hey, Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent, then.
Great.
What?
I ended up playing lead guitar on Sunday and once on Saturday night.
Sure. Did you really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. Good for you.
It's a blast.
Good for you. Hey, did you apologize? Because I don't know where it's out of, so I'll apologize up front. But there's some car dealership. When I saw it, I felt like they were doing a thing. Man, people, a lot of them. So,
what's the story?
So I guess as schools are wrapping up and the school year's wrapping up, I guess like at Fun District, and again, I didn't see where it is. I don't know if it's from around here or somewhere else. But anyway, so in this one school district, car dealership that I get in the school district, right? And so they said that they were going to give away a Chevy Sonic, which is, you know what? I mean, it's a nice little car. There's no problems with that. So what they did is they got everybody from the graduating class and said, attendance. From kindergarten through their senior year, you didn't miss one day of school, which seems impossible. Although, did you miss any? You did? Wait, no, you didn't miss any.
Yes, I missed one class in college.
But in elementary school, in junior high. Okay. So there were 11 kids who had perfect attendance.
That's a lot. In one city?
One school district. School district. 11 kids together, and I don't know how full or whatever it was, but one of them was going to win a Chevy Sonic. And when I first saw the story, I was like, you know what? I mean, listen, by the way, as of my for that, they've already missed days.
Yeah.
All of them for important reasons, like having to travel. But so it says, Water won his Chevy Sonic today. 11 students who had perfect attendance. He even went to school 3 days in influenza. Influenza A, which I'm guessing that's just like the flu, because he wanted the car. Way to go, Tim. You and all who were in perfect attendance should be very proud. So now everybody, well, first of all, everybody's kicking the crap out of the car dealership.
And why, then, they were supposed to give away 11
the
cars?
No, no. Of what are we teaching? This is horrible.
High school with a flu.
Well, he's getting the crap kicked out for sending their kid to school with, and then the car dealership, for whatever reason, is getting the crap kicked out of them. Wait, but doesn't that seem like a nice thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that perfect attendance really amounts to dick.
I mean, you prize, you usually get some sort of recognition. No, I've never heard of anybody getting a car for it.
Yeah, no, like at the end of the school year, don't they normally go, and now let's pay it, like, exactly. Normally, you just get a pat on the back or that. Although, you know what? My graduating year, I don't know if there was anybody who had perfect attendance all the way through. Winging or something. But I don't understand why they're giving away the car. That seems nice.
Yeah, we didn't even acknowledge it.
You didn't? Or maybe you just didn't have any.
No, there's nothing. I don't remember any award like that in our schooling.
Like, you don't remember, like, awards for, like, most likely to succeed?
That was the yearbook superlative.
But
you got to go up for your superlatives?
Yeah, woo! They had, cutest couple!
I mean, maybe cutest couple and stuff, but, like, at the end of the year assembly? Oh, yeah, they would do, like, most likely to succeed. And I got to go up, and then they did class favorite, and I got to go up. Well, I didn't win it my senior, won it my sophomore year. But the
and then you got annoyed.
I'm not even mad at sending them to school with the flu.
Don't send it, because then the whole class gets sick, and it's the flu.
Now I'm sick.
By the way, you don't send your kid to school with the flu.
You don't even know what grade it was that he had the flu.
I know.
It could have been back in Vincent. It gives an F.
And understand why people are pissed. I went to school with the flu just so she could keep a perfect attendance record.
I would.
And
not even for perfect attendance.
And possibly I've never heard of somebody getting a car.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was great. By the way, I don't even care about the gift card for perfect attendance. I just don't want them at home.
What?
Yeah. Everybody else sends it.
Yeah, no, but you're supposed to, it's got to be without medication for
whatever.
A fever and
unless,
all that crap.
Unless there's something coming out of them, like what's going on. By the way, you're down to 12 minutes. This is a terrible mess. School sick? And regular school attendance is important, but the system, and that's what they're encouraging them to do it. So they're mad for encouraging them to do it. Who cares?
I feel like a lot of times that kids at the school sick,
no
it's
doubt.
Because it's like they're in a bind. Like, okay, you're not like...
Way to put Eric in jeopardy.
You're not like the minutes, so you can suck it up and go. Here,
no, you got some.
Oh, because people get in a bind because they're like, I can't stay home from work today, or I don't have anybody to help watch them. You know?
Here's somebody. I got nothing when I had never missed a day. I'm rewarding someone for just going, but there is something to.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but not with the flu. You get sick.
Play through it.
And then it just goes wrong.
Play through it. That's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, listen, Scott.
Out of the running for the car.
The, by the way, if my school, I was going to say, I was going to give more, but I would make it 12 years. I would my senior year, but when I'm in first grade, I couldn't care less.
No, if you're home.
Skip in my sophomore year, but during my sophomore year, other than being counted present and then leaving, you still get counted for attendance.
That's smart.
So that's what we used to do. We'd leave. All right, dude, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee, you'll get some info from you, and you'll go.
That is awesome, dude. Thank you.
Second. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's that? Hey, who's this?
Hey, my stepdaughter, her senior year, and she has perfect attendance up to this point.
Does she really?
Yeah, but the funny thing, like you said, just showing in a couple days where she'll come in horrible in the morning, go in, be there for long enough to be counted as present, and then the nurse says, oh, you should call your...
So do you guys work that deal out ahead of time where it's like, listen, just being present and then we'll come get you?
She is just miserable, horribly sick. And then, it's not worth puking all over the place, but she just feels like she's not going to make it through the day. But get up, get dressed. You know, envy wants to have the perfect attendance. So we'll say, all right, get dressed, go to school. Once they take attendance, just say, go to the nurse, say you don't feel good, and then we'll come.
Why does she care so much about...
It's just one of those things. Once you get so, I guess, that you just want to... She's a great kid, super smart and everything. To show how dedicated, we went to Martinsville and to the race, and we got to the race, and then, a couple laps in, you know, a quarter of the way in, and scheduled it for Monday.
Right.
Well... So we said, okay, well, we're taking off work. The two boys, they took off school, Well, no, I'm just going to stay, and I'm going to go send it. So four of us went to watch the race. I stayed at home and went to school.
Oh, my God.
She's dedicated. I mean, it's real good. Like I said, it showed her, you know, that she's smart. You know, got that dedication.
Do colleges care? Like, do colleges... Hey, thank you, sir. Do colleges care that you had perfect attendance?
That wouldn't come in.
Wouldn't come in.
Not at all.
Care?
Attendance isn't taken.
The... No. I'm sorry. When you start, do colleges care? Like a resume where they would go, oh, intuitiveness.
Mm. It never comes office.
The
I can't speak for everybody.
Kaylee, line four. I'm in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah. Hi. Who's hi? Jess. Jess.
I have perfect attendance, K-13 as well. And at my graduation, it was stand and applause. Not a big deal. But my daughter, and she got sick and stated that she had to stay home from school.
Oh, you know what? She'll never walk in mom's footsteps. Never.
Yes. I my husband, if I could, I told her that she didn't actually get sick. Like, can my five-year-old lie to her kindergarten teacher?
The answer to that is yes.
Yeah. Well,
who cares?
She didn't agree.
Well, that's out the way. He makes it through kindergarten with...
Somebody's always sick.
Everybody's sick in kindergarten. Or maybe that's why you just send them, because you know it's... Yeah, and I mean, they're going to miss. Although I have that attitude into all the way through elementary school. That's 1-2 days. What are they going to miss? Big deal. Aren't for them, it's for the school. Who cares? All right, good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Elliot likes people that feel sick, yet he rips Cal Ripken all the time for just showing up. Ripken for just showing up. Showing up every day makes you a Hall of Famer. That's my, like, people talk about Cal and go, it's the Iron Man. Yeah, he showed up and went to work. I do that every day. I get put in any Hall of Fame.
Is that from Jones?
Probably.
The person did use hashtag here. So yes. It's Jones. Shannon says that she had blocks of attendance every class, and if you left early.
Oh, so that doesn't count as perfect attendance if you go half day.
No.
That's a load of crap. Dude, how are you supposed to work the system? Although, did you ever...
A senior cut day.
Okay.
That was it.
Tyler, I don't mean... Like, did you ever just leave school?
No. God, no.
So you never found yourself and saw the door and was like, you know what?
Peace. This is going to come off the snoop. But in fifth grade, I went to Europe with my family.
Right.
And I had 2 days of school.
Right.
And I started crying. Fifth grade, trip to Europe with my family.
Right.
And I was upset about missing 2 days of school.
Wait, can I put your teacher's response? This is a great thing. You're going to see it. You would never get to see that missing 2 days is pales in comparison to when or what you were doing, but pales in comparison from what you're going to see and learn overseas. This is a great thing. You should go.
Which
and not
is,
feel bad.
Which is basically what. Right. And then I told her that I would about the trip.
That's where you made the mistake.
I still have the report.
That's where, what was your report? Did you go to Budapest?
I did, yeah. It's in a box. My box. I'm finding all these gems. I also have a second grade report on weapons.
like nunchuck, not arrowhead.
Old ancient weapons that the settlers use.
Yeah, not ancient. Native Americans. But anyway, when I got back to Europe, I wrote a report.
You never walked down a hallway and, you know what, I can't do this anymore today.
No.
Did you guys get to leave at lunch at all?
Yes.
Right. And at no friends, and you're like, you know what, it's nice out, I'm not going back.
No. Not once. Not once.
How do you not think?
I'm a good kid.
Oh, I was.
You can't say that.
I was a very good kid.
No, you weren't.
I also had nobody at home that didn't
let me
go back to my apartment.
You were a stoner.
My mom didn't even live in this. No.
You were a stoner who got good grades.
Everybody. I got
what I'm saying. You were a stoner who got good grades.
Can I correct one thing there? Great grades. Okay. Great grades.
Okay.
Honors.
Keep patting yourself on the back, but it's that's fine.
You can't, okay.
I was blessed with a direct from a very young age. Sounded like my mom on the phone.
Oh, do you need a button box?
No.
Oh, all of a sudden your mom's filming.
Hey, this is Stubar. Diane's not feeling well this morning, so she'll be a little late.
She's got a horrible case of vagicitis.
No, my mom also lied to the principal for me, got out of class early
and
left
trouble.
Campus. She didn't want me to get in trouble. So the secretary, I got my period and I had to come home and change my pants.
By the way, that reminds me, I'll check in with Phyllis. This had my sister told me that they were supposed to go do something together on Friday. She had to call her gynecologist and go make a visit. So I'll find out. I'll find out.
I don't need an update.
Hi, Elliot.
It's me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Nicole. How you doing?
Nicole.
Not a whole lot. I just wanted to say my school, they let my seniors sing for attendance, their ID card in the morning, register you were there. Teachers in all your classes would check you in the computer. So if you skip a class, morning and why'd you skip your class?
D cards for your...
Did you have like a metal detector too?
Nope, no metal detector. Nice. Computer, and if it was your birth, it was your birthday.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. I like that. Hey, do you have ID cards?
We did, yes. They couldn't be scanned for anything. Maybe were they library books? Could you use?
Is that what you used? Did you use it for like that?
Yeah, of course.
Lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't.
I think ours was just for the library, on school grounds.
Oh, like if the truant officer?
Well, you didn't have a license, obviously.
Right. No, but if initially. School grounds? What grounds? What grounded? Like the truant officer?
Truant officer. I went to school in the late 90s in high school. There's no
truant officer.
We had the rat patrol.
They would
roof and watch for people leaving school.
I'm sorry. They would stand on the roof of the school?
They were known to do that. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy a picture of my ass. I'm walking.
They're looking at like, oh yeah, that's Stukar's car. By the license plate.
We had the constables that walking around, and they would pull up. But one of the constables worked with me at the movie theater. That was his part-time job. Just see me walking, he'd be like, "Oh, hey, Elliot,
what's up, man?"
No problem. That was my same friend that would always pee on people's weed. He always was able to do that. He would take weed from people and throw his penis out and piss on it, and he wouldn't bust it, but he would pee on their weed.
Not your friend who would pee on toilet paper rolls. That was your friend, Elliot.
Yeah, no, everybody's pissed a roll. Come on, please. Although, you know what? You're at the deadline. You're at the dollars. The roll in there is clean, by the way. Nobody pissed the roll.
Or you.
Not the stall.
All right, let's do some 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning. XO 102. Richmond's alternative.
Watch for police activity on 54 westbound near New Caprosville, but the ramps to Tallysville are open. Stalled vehicle on the right shoulder northbound Hanover and King's Dominion. 95 collision Hopkins at Edgemere Boulevard.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We love playing music,
which means I'm right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right.
Home.
That few bottles of Dewshine.
Is that your Dewshine, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dewshine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
In those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dewshine made with three bottles under my seat. We'll just
pop it to work.
I got six more bottles of Dewshine.
Take those two.
Well, hey, I still got five.
No, you don't.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drink them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dewshine.
Like I do.
You're hiding douche, or was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
To the Dew, with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available.
Introducing the latest to dip, Mountain Dew Dewshine. A clear citrus flavored dew inspired by the backwoods root. Pick up Mountain Dew 50 at Speedway today. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the
Brooke, you really want to over and get the grand tour of your new house. I think we covered every inch.
We haven't even gotten to the kitchen.
Great.
We put in new countertops, replaced the appliance, created a breakfast nook. A cuter nook.
Wow, that's a great nook. You know, I gotta get going.
I have my room yet.
Someone found your customized home? An Allstate agent. Because the more they know, the better they can help protect you. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, help you customize a policy with lock by claim-free rewards. So don't be an Allstate agent today.
Get from someone who lives right nearby. Call one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents and save even more when you add coverage for your car. Personal coverage discounts and features and availability. Savings vary.
See what the perfect Allstate agent can do for you.
Wendy's presents her dill.
Crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's $1.49, which is like a deal. I love that it's crispy.
Yes, $1.49, it's a great deal on deal, no?
Sounds like we all love
dill.
Pickles.
Toast.
Crispy.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken piled with 8 zingy pickles and creamy cucumber dill sauce.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation.
Let veteran vapors of Ashland help you. And hello to spring. Juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products. Now offering over veteran vapors of Ashland will help you find the combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% off your purchase of 20. Owned and operated by veterans. Veteran Vapors of Ashland. Located on Route 1. For more info, call 299-90. Follow us on Facebook or go to veteranvapors.net.
Your feet put in a hard day, and that's how they feel, and Smetters powders and sprays control immediately and all day. Super activated formulas destroy odor, absorb sweat, and leave comfortable. Kick off your shoes with cups.
First National's luxurious historic downtown Richmond apartments offer with breathtaking views of the city. Of the details and move-in specials about First National Apartments at firstnationalapartments.com or visit First National Apartments for a tour.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Try saying
sandwich.
Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh no, that's boring.
Get two croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King.
Switch to Metro PCS today. 4G LTE smartphone. Like the LTE. Sales tax not included. And since you'll keep your old phone number, you won't run some number previously used for pizza deliveries. Nope. Just a brand new smartphone. Fast nationwide 4G LTE mobile net. Right now at Metro PCS.
With offer. Price after instant rebate. Currently T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store or MetroPCS.com. For details
from the top of the building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott.
You know I was down, I hit the ground, was crying now, couldn't make no sound, no one hears the silent tears calling. You hit last home, I was all alone, never been so long.
In the morning. All right, it's going to be a very busy, a lot of stuff to get through this hour. Going in order. You will win tickets to go see Mumford & Sons. That show is complete. When you win those tickets, you will go backstage and be part of, you will go in early and be part of their pre-show soundcheck party. You get to watch. Last time they came, it was awesome. They were great. So anyway, we'll get to go soundcheck. Also, we have an Elliot in the Morning promotional announcement that we'll give you. And, you know what? Let's say 55 minutes for Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. He will be on with us, so we will talk to him. Follow up phone calls. 8-2-Elliot, 866-2468. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, this is Julia. I'm calling from Australia.
Shut the F up. Where are you?
I'm in Western Australia. I watched that face guy.
Before I get into that, Tyler, are you going to somebody calling from Australia? We blew your mind last week.
Yeah, it's not yours.
This is Australia. So wait, so the story that was going to air on 60 Minutes of the girl hitting guy who got a face, and it was her brother's face that the guy got. Yeah. How was the...
Weird. Okay. The guy looks like... Okay, if that guy from Office Space, the movie, Patrick Swayze, had a baby, looks like.
Okay, they say thank
it
you.
It's really stiff looking, but when she goes to meet, she goes up and she touches his face, and the guy said that, like, that's all the guy's short face, like the guy with the old face, the dead guy. So his new face belongs to the dead guy, but that's all the guy's hair. So when he shaves his hair, it's the other guy's hair. So the girl was, like, touching all that, and she's like, oh, yeah, it kind of feels like really weird. Her brother is like, he died at 21, I think in his 40s or something. So like the face of a really stiff 20-year-old kid.
Okay, I'll give a touch odd. Did they do a nice job with the story though?
They really did. Okay. He was really reclusive for a long time, and they actually were really nice about it. They didn't show him on camera and like terrible mangled FaceTimes. They just showed, like, pictures throughout his life, and then he had a face, I guess, and his mom was...
Yeah, no, he had an accidental shooting. He said he doesn't remember how it happened. Yeah but he accidentally shot himself in the face.
His mom said that. The face flying everywhere is really disgusting.
Without that. And the, but did they explain why? Because mistaken... And it's I can't remember which one is where, but either the guy and the woman is in Maryland, and they met that way. Why did 60 Minutes Australia get the exclusive on this story?
I have no idea. I looked that up for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
But it said something like, I don't remember.
That's okay. Hey, can I ask you this?
I watched it as a recording. The whole thing was, he was crying and everything, and she wasn't really happy about him getting, you know, like brothers at first. But then when she spoke to the parents, you know, the guy, the nude face, they lied. She said when they thought about it that, anguish that her family felt of losing them, you know, and the pain and anguish that they must be going through of seeing, you know, their son suffer for so many years the way he did must be horrible. That when she learned of his story, it was a compassionate way for him to come sort of like back to life. To learn.
I'll take that. Hey, can I ask you two other questions real quickly? Number one, you don't have an Australian accent, really.
I'm from Northern Virginia, that's why I still listen.
Gotcha. How did you end up?
My husband lived there for 10 years. I lived with him as well. And we're about November.
He's Australian. Awesome, or are you just kind of like, man, sure would be nice to move back to America?
Do you miss about America? I like the convenience of a lot of things in America, but here, I mean, I live like 5 blocks. Amazing. It's really, really beautiful, Australia, where I live in a certain part. It's almost kind of like going back to like the beginning of 2000. The bit of technology, because it's actually pretty slow.
No, I was going to say, like, Western Australia is kind of like the bush, isn't it, mate?
No, if you go further inland, it was towards the coast. If you live inland, it's kind of like a little hard.
And you guys are in winter right now, correct?
We are beginning winter, yeah, so it's about 70 degrees, freezing.
Yeah, boy, it's rough winter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Down all the way to 70.
No,
and your toilet's flush the other way. Anyway, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye. That's awesome. That is awesome. I should have asked what time it's like in the afternoon or whatever. Hey, Elliot, are they 12 hours? 7 p.m. 5 p.m. last night. They're ahead of us. Doesn't matter.
They're ahead, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Hey, who's that?
Hey, my name's Wolf. I won Rush tickets from you guys a couple weeks ago. I went to a show over the weekend with my son.
Did you have a good time at the show?
I'm telling you, it was unreal. To see the technical ability of those guys still playing was phenomenal. The show was fantastic. I thank you so much.
Let me do this. How was the second half of that show?
It was awesome. And sometimes, you know, I looked and they did these close-ups of the guys playing, and it's unreal to watch that technical ability of someone being able to play an instrument. Like 40 years, these guys put amazing. I already bought tickets for the West Coast, so I'm going to fly my son out to Oregon, and we're going to go catch him again out there.
Dude, that is fat of you. Good for you. Well, listen,
I really appreciate it, Elby, and thank you to go do that first concert, and it was my first concert when I was his age 40 years ago, so I appreciate it.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Good for you. Well, I'm glad you guys having you see him out west, and I'm glad we're together. I did get something special from the show, and these are not available at the merch tent. These were only available. I got into the meet and greet. It was a very last minute Orioles guy. It was a very last minute thing, and so I was able to get into the meet and greet. Although you know what, E. Johnson,
son of a bitch.
No, now maybe Randy was doing photography elsewhere, but he didn't take the individuals of like the we had all of our winners that got to go backstage for the meet and greet and stuff. And then I got really nervous because I was in like the Rush, not Getty or Alex, but the Rush guy was like, no single picture. And he's Canadian. No single pictures. Your group. I have a list. I know that everybody. And so I'd made some small talk about the Ottawa Senators and stuff. She asked how many people were in my group. And she was like, ooh, man, that's going to be a problem. And so thank God when I got up there it is conveyor belt. Nice. Alex Lifeson is very, very, like, nice and friendly. I didn't really talk to him, but he was very, like, smiley and like, well, hey, how are you?
This is people a problem. I feel like they'd... When you said there's only one...
Because they just want to, like screw
one less. There weren't a lot of people back there. Oh. I mean, it was pretty... And their guests, me, and then maybe, I don't know, 10 other people?
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I think, like, people had bought me. They sold. But it's very, and like, they're very clear. Like, the guy comes out, he tells you, put your phone away, no texting, no pictures, all your phone. They tell that if you brought a gift for them, hand it to them. The one thing to them is any kind of music, demo tape, CD, anything like that. And he was like, listen, they've got 40 years behind them, have their own music they don't need.
Well, that's kind of dickish.
but whatever. I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's kind of their them stuff.
Right.
But no, some kind of gift or something. They were fine. And he said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go get the band. And who from the band is going?
Know that
Alex and Getty are coming. Sometimes Neil does them. Sometimes he doesn't. Mine doesn't. And true to form, on Saturday, Alex stands on one side. Getty stands on the other. Alex will shake your hand and say hi. Getty just kind of stands there and just says, and that's about all you get.
They're like the arms around your shoulder type.
It was very clear you were not going to kind of, come on, guys, let's pull in. It's very clear you are not to put your arms around Alex or Getty. They don't say, like, hey, don't touch the guys.
Yeah.
Alex make it very clear, we're not going to, and I wasn't the first time going with other people. And so it's a group of two or three. The guys of two or three, let's be, it's a rush show, put their arms around each other and be like, you know, like, yeah, what's up, and all that. Alex and Getty, they just kind of bookend you on the other side.
Which is away from you.
But Alex has a big smile. Getty, no real facial.
No.
I wish Neil would have come out. Honestly, I wish Randy would have come out. If Randy would have come out, I'd have been like, holy crap. And that was the other, like, what kind of, like, fun little kid at them? Like, what's going to be the discussion? We've always offered money for them to come in. Like, that's fine. But I was going to ask, where's HOF? There was no time. There was really going to be no conversation.
You were like, next.
There was no, and then, like, the guy's like, it's a single, and then the woman was like, it's okay. And then,
because
I still don't get the single thing.
What do you mean?
Good.
No, they don't. I'm telling you, look at it and go, three of us were there together. They don't want it to be, you take a single, I think Diane.
They know their
single
team well enough that they're not going to let that fly.
Right. Well.
Are they like a?
Probably. No. which they didn't know it was radio. There was no discussion.
Yeah.
It was. I was going to talk to him about radio. I was going to talk to him about RJ.
You didn't have your station T-shirt on?
The skateboard.
Yeah, I know a lot of people point that out.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Like, nice choice.
Hey, Elliot, skateboards.
I like that. Well, first of all, I do. But number two, I like that T-shirt. It's an awesome T-shirt. It was hot and sweaty too.
Oh, people pointed that out as well. How sweaty you were.
Yo, what do you want me to do? It's 100 effing degrees outside. I'm baking in the goddamn sun. You know why? Because he had just walked out of an air conditioning area where he doesn't have to do anything. I had to sit on 66. He said, got an accident and bust my ass all the way through the parking lot in a rush to get there. I'm sorry. Sorry, hot balls outside. Please. Boy, everybody's crew. You know what? You take a good picture then. Show me how you look in your picture with Getty and Alex.
Yes.
But Alex is very nice. Alex, I mean, I say that. I don't know what this is. They did say, though, if you want to sell these, you can make good money off of these because they're not for sale at the merch tent.
He has a huge box of them. Yes, he does.
Of these?
Yeah. It projects the image. Yeah.
On the floor.
Joe showed me the one he got a couple weeks ago.
That?
Yes, he does.
Must have been.
Listen to you. What?
They even said, look at that.
Yeah, they also have one that does the logo. Like just the name.
Doesn't he have it say Rush R40?
I didn't get one from him.
No, they're not. They're special. You can't get
them. It's a projector key. I know Jones took one and showed it to me.
How did Jones get one?
Because Hennessy.
But he wasn't at the meet and greet. Oh, maybe he was in the. So I'm keeping it anyway.
Oh, it's like I've never seen a projector keychain before.
Yeah, it's awesome. Getty about it, but I didn't really eat conversational.
And he does overeat all merchandise. Has to go best.
All right, a couple of other things real quickly. But you know what? The people at Dice are so thank you very much. Fine. Making sure that I was able to hustle my ass and get back there for extensive mics. Wait, how much is it selling for?
No, they're Star Wars pants.
Oh, yeah, I'm all rush right now.
Everyone's got them. I feel stupid.
No, you know what? Not everybody's got them. Rush, in order to knock off that
Jones hat.
No. Radio staff.
Hennessy is probably, he probably is the, he was probably knockoff. No. Instead of it being R40, it's probably like R40. They did say, though, that if you get pulled out of line for texting or trying to take a picture with your own...
They're full of them.
And then I want to go, there won't be an R50. Damn! Anyway, two other things. Number one, remember we talked about the dentist in Jacksonville who was
with the.
Hey, where? Why were people? Where did? Where's the picture that people were making fun of?
Of you?
Yeah,
you and
no, not the Jacksonville one. Now the Rush one.
Yeah. The
oh well, okay. Find a nice one. I'll find a nice one. I was just sending it to you for you to be able to somewhere they put a fan on me or like or something. Anyway, so the guy in Jacksonville, Howard Schneider was his name. And remember, he was the one that was like there was
pulling
one,
on their teeth.
Pulling to hear from everybody who had a bad experience, dentist. By the way, I was reading about who I had no idea was part of this. He said that when her kid went to go see Dr. Schneider, the kid moving his face because the doctor, that Schneider smacked him across the face twice to get him to calm down. So anyway, he had to go to a hearing on Friday. So his punishment was, he had to turn over his license and vow never to practice, dentistry.
Okay.
That's it. And all criminal. Now, there are still.
There's of insurance fraud. What?
All the criminal stuff is gone. The only thing that still exists is, like, there's, like, some suit against him.
And his
but
wife's
anything,
still divorcing
any, yeah, well, he doesn't care about that. Anything had to do with the criminal complaint. If you're going to be tried for insurance fraud, that's going to be a criminal complaint brought against you by the state. That's gone.
I always thought they were sticklers about insurance fraud, and they would.
That's how they take you down if they have nothing else.
Of dentistry. Yeah. Hey, on, bilking the government.
A Jacksonville dentist's offer. It was his
no
offer,
way.
By the way. He came forward. I'll relinquish, and I'll never practice in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Was accepted by the Florida Board of Dentistry, and all charges, pending criminal charges, were dismissed. I'm telling you, I just read it.
There's no way that board has any say on that.
It says right here, and that's the deal. About angry parents, Schneider is facing several lawsuits in connection with abuse claims that surfaced last month. Those allegations sparked the criminal investigation. The criminal investigation closed. He told First Coast News he had no more patients and no more staff at his office after about 3 weeks of protest. Anything criminal is gone.
He was very not practicing in Florida.
Well, they were very specific about saying not practicing never again.
Okay. So what is he? Does he?
You'd have to go somewhere and take a test. I'm not a lawyer or a doctor.
Yeah.
Like there's probably certain state tests you have to take. So maybe he does go up north and head into Georgia.
In the case, he's still going to get hard by the Medicaid fraud unit. And ahead of time to look proactive, like I already said here,
right.
So don't throw me in jail.
Well, he's not going to jail.
He could.
By who?
By the government.
No, the criminal case is closed.
There's no way.
Criminal case is closed. They even said dismissed. Abides by his. Now, maybe if he goes in, like maybe if he's doing like lawn chair dentistry, then maybe he gets tossed. But right now, there's no criminal investigation. No, like in people's backyards
or in
and
his
stuff.
Garage. Yeah,
you never know. You never know what's going on. All right, let me do this. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. Have some tickets to go see Mumford and Sons. Keep in mind, you win those tickets, you also get to go to their. After that, I have an Elliot in the Morning promotional, and we'll talk to Dave Grohl.
Elliot in the Morning. XL102. Dr. Elliot, it's the long music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XL103, 2 hours of music.
I'll make a tea.
XL102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan. A slow go for northbound 95 between Ashland, Hanover, and Kings Dominion. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder. No worries, 64 and 295. Collisions for Hopkins at Edgemont, and in Chester, watch for 100 Road at Ramblewood Drive.
This report is being brought to you by Allen & Allen.
Insurance companies after an accident, they're looking out for the bottom line. Call Allen & Allen to compensation you deserve at 8388-7149 or visit allenandallen.com.
Today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm. Sure, it'll help in the morning. I also make sugar and cream. Oh, I've read about it for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's gives you breakfast. Now, egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, price may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got it when they tell you to get an ice cold.
And then you realize it's just a dollar.
Or when they tell you to get one more Coke for the lady and
then you cop the number. Your taste buds deserve a bro hug right now.
But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next.
The limited time you showed your taste buds, any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1.
commission may vary.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle, but First Capital Bank makes it extremely, extremely switch kit. And here's the biggie. The First Capital Bank Rewards Debit Card. A debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit bank.com today to earn a First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
It's powder. Dance's Sporting Goods is stocked up and ready for spring. 2017s, we got them. 9s, 40s, 45s, we got them. 204s, 223, 22, 250s. If you want a varmint hunt, Dance's them too, and our prices are the where.
Y'all know what my dad Marlon says.
Dance's Sporting Goods, Boulevard in Colonial Heights. Check us out online at dancesportsthesportinggoods.com. The shad are in the river under the 95 bridge. They're catching huge bass and catfish on the James at Lake Chesnut and Lake Gaston. It's as hot as hot as and Dance's Sporting Goods to get you stocked up for the season. Rebates, we got them, and all at great pricing.
Y'all know what my dad Marlon says. Come on, get you some.
Dance's Sporting Goods at South Park Boulevard in Colbert. Check us out online at dance.com.
Switch OPS today and get a free 4G LTE smartphone. Sales tax not included. Choose from great phones like the LG Leon. Not only will you get a free smart, also get amazing coverage on the fast, nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Since you keep your old phone number, you won't run the risk of inheriting some number previously used for pizza deliveries. Good luck with that one. Skip the hassle and carry your number over PS for a brand new phone on the fast nationwide T-Mobile network. Always with Metro PCS. Yes, contract. Free phone, unlimited data, talk, and text, blazing fast network. What's not to like? PCS. Because the time to move your number to Metro PCS. Limited time offer. Price at. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store or Metro PCS in terms and conditions.
Sweet Memorial holiday prices are unbeatable. Get up to half off nearly every store. Sealy, Serta, Beauty Rest, and more. Save up to $400 on Beauty Rest Phenom Collection. Save up to $300 off select Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get a Visa gift card and a gel base, and free delivery on Serta Comfort and more. So hurry up to half off throughout the store. Sleepy's the only mattress professional.
I'm here to tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why it's the insurance doctor.
Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Mumford & Sons for their pre-show sound check. You get yourself an Elliot in the Morning promotional announcement. And Dave Grohl will join us about a half hour from right now. A lot of things to get into with Mr. Grohl. So, Diane, let's get going with some news, please.
In Baltimore yesterday brings May's homicide count to 43. That made it the most violent month.
Kaylee, what's your city?
More than 40 years. That goes back to the early 70s when 44 December of 1945 killed in August of 1972, 106 in Baltimore for 2015. There's a Virginia family that is mourning the loss of their family dog. Apparently, they had dropped off Golden Retriever Colby in Chesterfield County for grooming on Friday. Just a normal routine thing. Several hours had gone past and things, so the woman called the Petco to check on her dog Colby. Colby was told to Animal Hospital. Apparently, Colby pronounced dead from an apparent heat stroke.
They keep the dog.
The groomer had left Colby in one of these drying cages, and apparently,
oh my God,
had left the store, I believe, to attend a graduation party, and
oh my God,
the poor dog basically was
where was this
cooked to death in Chesterfield County. The family's
holy
from Powhatan. Yeah. A Maryland man who confessed double murder in Rockville while vacation in will be facing a judge in Montgomery County, Maryland today.
This was the guy who, elderly couple.
Yes.
And there was some speculation, did somebody follow them from like the casino mm-hmm. or something? It turns out it was the neighbor.
Right.
And then the day after the mom was found inside, the dad was found.
Thursday, because remember they didn't show up
for the event. And so he went with his parents. The very next day, they went to Alaska to go on a cruise, mm-hmm. and that's where they
traveled. Even made a face about, you know, the tragic death of his neighbor.
Oh, he's very sad. Court today?
Yes, 31-year-old Scott Tomajewski, who was arrested May 17th in Juneau, accused of killing his neighbor, Leanne Villar. Woman pleading not guilty to charges that she killed her fiancé when they went kayaking on the Hudson River and Poughkeepsie, indicted by the grand jury on charges of second-degree manslaughter in the death of Afore. Her next court hearing is set for the 22nd.
She says he was wasted.
Yeah. Had
nothing else going on there. And said to the cops, that was all coerced.
Right.
Good luck.
Dennis Hastert's Illinois moved his name from a center after the former Speaker of the House was indicted for lying to the FBI's misconduct. We released a statement saying it is with sadness and shock that the community learned by the U.S. Department of former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, and his resignation from the Board of Advisors at Wheaton College. 73-year-old is also from the Center's board.
Right.
As well.
And I guess they're saying there could be a second victim that forward.
So more than one man was being paid like three.
Although Hastert's lawyers, but people in that circle are already like, well, this is an extortion case. That's what we're going to learn there, too.
Secretary of State John headed home to Boston after breaking his leg in a bicycle crash in Switzerland, fracturing his femur when he hit and fell on the same route that they used for the Tour de France.
No kidding.
Big cyclist would have the goal wherever he goes.
You know, when I interviewed
no matter where in the
came
world.
Up. Never no, came up.
Hospitalized in stable condition, but they're going to have
all over the place yesterday.
Pretty severe break, so they're going to have to do some serious
surgery.
Yeah, they
had to airlift the guy to like Geneva or something.
Yeah, so he'll be treated, makes his way back. Apparently, a warning for parents, watch out if your kids are eating too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos. That may end them up in the doctor's office. In some case, in the hospital.
But
been an increase in kids complaining about and
yep.
other stomach issues because of eating Flaming Hot Cheetos. Apparently, there's MSG in there. That is really bad.
What MSG is? Chinese food.
And they also say, you know, the sexiness of the snack is rough on a kid's system. Did you see the pictures of the snow pile in Boston?
The snow pile.
Oh. But they said, as it beyond disgusting, and feet of snow that they were removing,
right.
People had their trash out there. That's what
it's done. Now it's
done. Said,
it's right down the hall.
Probably that those gigantic snow piles, I don't even know how tall they are, but they said 86 tons, one giant pile.
Wow.
Much of it is people's garbage. piles are probably going to be.
Oh, my God.
There were no big winners in either of over the weekend. There was a $1 million winner, I believe Powerball. There was a million dollar jackpot that were drawn in Florida.
Oh.
But the big Mega Millions means tomorrow night is at $253 million. Powerball is up to, if you take the lump sum, that's $119 million for you. Scott Stapp and his wife trying to make the most of his recent recovery from all of his psychotic episodes are going to be joining VH1's Couples Therapy.
Oh, good for them.
Work it out on television.
Good for them. That's
right?
The perfect way.
Yeah. Moving on, the NHL playoffs are set. The Blackhawks taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. So game one coming up on Wednesday. So the Nationals swept out of three games, including yesterday, 8-2. They're home against Toronto tonight. Orioles dropping 2 out of 3 to the Rays over the Rays. So Friday night, shutout Saturday, 9-5 yesterday during Houston. Tonight, Johnny Manziel got in with somebody while he was watching the Byron Nelson Classic in Texas. 18-year-old guy who kept harassing him at the Four Seasons Hotel pool, and so he got frustrated and threw a water bottle at the guy. Police were called. Security saying neither charge alcohol played a part in that act.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if anybody else saw it. I believe the Richmond Squirrels were named to have the best logo in minor league. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's what it was. But they did best logos in minor league baseball. say. Mm-hmm. And I believe the squirrels were voted number one for best logo.
That's right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the logo's great.
That's nice.
Yeah, good for them.
Johnson wins Dover with now, so he joins the other elite drivers who have been able to do that. 10 wins at Indy. Their Waltrip, David Pearson. That's a look at news and sports.
June through November is November. While no one can predict what thing is certain, it pays to be prepared. And O'Reilly Auto Parts to find us the things you'll carry hundreds of items you'll find useful before, during, and after the storm. Storms, batteries, gloves, tape and tools, tarps, bungees, extension cans, roadside kit, even large necessities like generators, automotive batteries, and power inverters. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're close, convenient, and known for our everyday low prices and service. O'Reilly, better prices every day.
Richmond's number one morning show on XL 102.
Much too far to hold on to. Housing you, a broken house, another dry month with rain. And I have been resisting this decay. Do the same, but this is all I am.
Sold out. Tickets for you to go to the show. Not only do you get tickets to go there, you will also get passes to attend their pre-show sound check. 866-466-4686. Their sound check's good. They do a really, really nice job during their sound check. They know everybody's there and they put on a show. It was great last time. Anyway, call me right now. Call me out. Sound show. Passes check. 866-2-Elliott. 866-235. We'll take a break. We'll get a winner. And then I will give you all your details on our next show.
I just got the blood test back and I am pregnant.
Elliott in the morning.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's bring something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushan.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor. No. Clear glass bottles?
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. But there's this new Dushan made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles of Dushan in my
thigh.
Hey, I still got 5-10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier.
If you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dushan?
That's where I got this. In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
The clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally for the...
Producing the latest addition to the Dew lineup. A clear citrus flavored Dew inspired by the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew Dushan. Two for $2.50. Mountain Dew Dushan. Available first time.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. Are you one of the thousands who went shopping? And did you find what you were looking for? Right. If you didn't, drop by Pearson Mazda this week and ask for General Manager Mike Smith. That has a reputation as Richmond. It isn't complicated. Pearson Mazda gets you in and out at the lowest price. Go talk to Mike Smith at Pearson Mazda and see in the West End at 95 or online at PearsonMazda.com.
Presents Red in What's Her Dill?
You guys, this crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, like it's a pretty great deal, and like I like deal.
Yes, $1.49. It's a great deal on deal, no?
Sounds like we all love deal.
Deal.
Pickle.
Wendy's piled with 8 zingy pickles and creamy cucumber $49.
Now that's better.
For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Need cash fast? Call 552166. First Virginia can provide you with a line of credit dollars that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you need, even for buying online. There are no annual fees, just no credit, just a credit check. New credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money has never been easier. First Virginia is a financial services center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our helpful associates are the cash you need quickly and easy. Come get started right now. Call 851-6555 or visit FirstFinancialServices.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Financial Services Center. Prepaid pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Pension Life and Health Insurance Professionals. Your career? Come to Teleperformance at 2805 North Ferrum Road in Henrico. At Teleperformance.com and apply now. We are offering a $500 residency license. Also, a team per hour with up to 19 per hour with incentives. If you don't have your license, we'll help you get it. Experience the difference at Teleperformance. Apply today. Teleperformance.
Because of the great deal, every Monday at Moe's has been getting a case of the Moe. So start your week off right. Week off with a burrito with crazy low price.
A slow go potentially for you heading northbound on 95 between Ash Dominion. Reports of a stalled vehicle are on. No worries, 64 and 295. Or on Chippenham 288 in the down Chester. Watch out for Old Bermuda Hive.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL.
Mumford and Sons. That show is completely sold out.
Yeah.
On top of getting passes, you'll go in before everybody else. We'll go down and we'll sound check together. And I'm just time I saw their sound check, it was awesome. Like they put on a show. I don't know if it'll be that way this time. We think like last time, sound check will be great. So I'll get you into sound check. Also, tickets to the show, which is really the most important part of it. If you can hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you and check, all right?
Thank you, Elliot.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold on 1 second for me, please. All right, here we go. The fourth, that is 20th anniversary blowout, that'll be taking place at RFK Stadium. So you get Gary Clark Jr., you get Hart, you get Joan Jett, LL Cool J, full day of music taking place at RFK Stadium on the 4th of July to celebrate Foo's anniversary. I don't know, for the last year, we've been trying to put something together. They're excited. It has come together. Prior to the blowout taking place at RFK Stadium, it will be Dave and Elliot's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. We are going to do a charity motor. That'll take place prior to the blowout. This is awesome. So we're all going to gather. I'll thank all the nice people, Brow Brewing Company. We're all going to gather there in the morning. Obviously, we'll be there. We'll meet up at DC Brow Brewing Company. Our buddy Steve Menino, celebrity chef Steve Menino. He'll be doing breakfast. He also has a history with Foo Fighters. He's done a bunch of stuff for them. So we'll give you. There will be live at DC Brow. Then We will all get on our motorcycles. We will coordinate ride to RFK Stadium. According to plan, himself, we will be at the front of the ride, bringing everybody along. But like I said, Grohl's going to be there for the ride and rally. And his idea, he's the one that wanted to do. He wanted to do something special. He wanted to find a way for us to team up and do something. So he's going to do a motorcycle rally. Let's get together. Let's do an escorted ride. Let's bring everybody into RFK. We'll get there in the morning. We'll go to D.C. Brown. Grohl will be there. We'll have breakfast. Menino will take care of all of that with Chef Jeff's. There'll be live music, and then we will get our police escort to RFK Stadium. Now, when you were at RFK Stadium, IP motorcycle parking, 4th of July in D.C. can be a little bit of a cluster. And that stadium will be packed for the show. Special VIP motorcycle parking at RFK Stadium. Also, we will have our own entryway in stadium and to get down for access. So that'll be great. So once you park, we'll have our own access to get into the stadium. And everybody who's part of the charity ride, Dave and Vanilla rally and ride to Arking, and then you get special access. And this is cool. The food have created artwork for the ride. Everybody who's part of the ride, so that comes with it.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, no, the artwork is great. They did a really, really nice. So here's the deal, and I'll try to cut out a couple things. To get into the ride, limited, by the way. To get into the ride, tickets for the ride, passes for the ride, however you sale Friday morning. Now for charity, it's going to go to charity. It's going to benefit separate charities. So in talking to Grohl and his people, there was a charity that he does a lot of work with. There's a charity that we do to take care of. So, it's very easy. It wasn't like there was anything. It was like, all right, we'll just raid it. Part of the money will go to Family DC, which is very, very important to Grohl. And part of the money will go to Center for Missing and Exploited Children, very important to me. So that was it. Let's raise some money. So tickets for the ride will go on sale Friday morning. You need to know. Have a ticket to the show. You can buy this on top of that. Wait, the tickets for the rally are free. And again, that gets you the breakfast, that gets you the escorted ride, it gets you the VIP parking, it gets you the t-shirt, it gets you the brow. Grohl will be there, have the ride, and we'll get in. So if you already have a ticket to the show, once tickets go on sale Friday, more way for you to go, oh, I just need the rally tickets or the ride tickets. If you don't, then you will be able to get tickets and a ticket to the show, need a ticket to the show to be able to take advantage of the access to get into the show. So hopefully that makes sense when they sell Friday morning and you can start buying them. It'll make total sense on how to do it. Tickets, that's fine. It will cost you $50. And by the way, if you're rich, that's fine. You can buy two passes to get in. It's coming. Again, I'll stress to you. Spit. So you can either come by yourself on your bike, or if you want to ride bitch with somebody, that's fine too. And then if you don't have tickets to the show, there'll be a way for you to do all of that. But I want to point out the tickets for the rally and the ride are $50. Again, just T-shirt. Hennessy has a huge box of that he is. And so the Foo Fighters people did that. You will get the from Chef Jeff's. Yes. We'll do it into the stadium. You get VIP parking. You get the access into the floor, and it's very, very nice. And like I said, you're going to get live music at the rally. I love it. And the people in Grohl's office, which Abby and JC, they've been awesome on this side of the world. Over at IMP, they've been on, just kind of steps in. Mostly Donna. So I'm so glad that tickets for everything. I just want to make that really, really clear. On Friday, you'll be able to start getting your pass. A limited space number that we can do. There's plenty of room. Mm-hmm. But I just—it's not people who are going to the going the motorcycle ride. The money does go to charity. That known. Grohl wants to give money to and then I want to give money to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and it'll go to both charities. Very thank my buddy Menino, who will be there cooking food and doing all of that. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, who are rally. Let's do something. So I think that'll be awesome. Dave and Elliot's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. It'll be kind of in a motorcycle ride, a escorted ride for charity, and all of that will end up at RFK Stadium for Foo Fighters 20th anniversary blowout, where it's a Foo Fighters buddy guy, Gary Clark Jr., Hart, Joan Jett, LL Cool J, a whole day of music. Did I forget anything? I feel like I'm pretty good.
I think you got it.
Info, facebook.com online. There's some stuff up there. The link that you will need to be able to get your tickets, that'll all be ready to go on Friday. So just in plans, now that you'll be able to, we'll remind you as we get close. That's when tickets go on sale. So please make plans now to join us. I know it's 4th of July. Listen, I know there's a ton of people already going crazy. So this would be another nice way for you to get in. Also, a nice little way to have like a little intimate time at DC Brow. 4th of July, we'll do the ride leading up to the 20th anniversary blowout. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Dave Grohl joins.
Elliot in the... This is XL 102 after Elliot. Have a dance night.
A slow go potentially for you heading northbound on 95 between Ashland Hanover and King's Dominion. Reports of a stalled vehicle shoulder. No worries, 65 or on Chippenham 288 in the downtown expressway. Collision in Chester. Watch out for old at Ramblewood Drive.
Of 2 years, asked me what my 5-year plan was to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for years. 75 years. I had no idea they'd been around that long. They also have an agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. And now you know. And anyone?
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know over 75 let you in on another secret. Geico, RV, and Boat Co. They offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and rent. This is no secret. Tell everyone. Be the worst secret at faster than a middle school.
Got a free rate quote? Go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hey, it's Fletcher. When I think about a one-year mark, a one-year milestone, it's when I made the switch and got with Voltage Vaping. I know I hype them a lot, but I hype them. I believe in them. You should too. Drop the smokes. With the help of Jay Taylor and his staff at Voltage Vaping, right off 288 on Chester Top Shopping Center, they're friendly, knowledgeable experts that will help you with the right device and flavor. Now, if you're already an experienced vapor, you can Voltage Vaping. They've got the best stuff and the big sale item that you know with any tank and get 10% a free snake drip tip. They've got coffee flavor oat mocha, which just won best coffee flavor at the Vape Summit. They've got a branded box hot in and temperature smoke M80 plus and the IPv4 box mods. And remember, if Mile High Vape and you purchase, you're going to enter it into a drawing, 20 milliliter bottle of my 104 Chester Road in Chester. It's Voltage Vaping.
Hey boss, I've been working hard on the jewelry store. We're going to crush this. Look, our customers are tweeting like crazy.
Fantastic. Show me.
Here's one guy saying his anniversary gift here.
Yeah, what's that other part?
Oh, hashtag direct.
What's a hashtag?
Oh, wait, look. He says his fiance loved the engagement ring she got here. See?
Oh, good. Wait a minute. Another hash brown.
Hashtag, sir.
Hashtag, right. Could have gotten her a bigger diamond at Diamonds Direct. Hashtag. This is crazy. This tweet.
Don't take chances. If you stall over social media, Diamonds Direct. Bigger, better quality diamonds for less. And all the designer rings girls love to show off. Like Takoro, Simon G, Simon, and more. Diamonds Direct Diamond Importer. Short pop with.
Ooh, here's one. He said.
Hashtag until I found Diamonds Direct.
Ugh, you twit. You mean tweet?
No,
AutoZone. Jason wanted to show his car some love. Stretch Jason's love even further. He recalled moments shared. Oil changes, brake jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53. Where bean burrito would like cheating.
Sorry, car.
Really, really good burrito. Let AutoZone reward for when you're... AutoZone.
No time to fuss with Cinchinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub, fries in it, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, small one topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their stations. Call now or order online only at .com.
If you're thinking about switching wireless carriers, MetroPCS would like to say, think fast. Right now, get a free L smartphone just for switching, sales tax not included, like the LG Leon LTE. You also get unlimited data, talk, and text on the nationwide LT mobile network. That's not just thinking fast. That is fast. Now it's Limited time offer. It's tougher. Price after instant inclusive no T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store or Metro PCS GCS in terms and conditions.
Top of the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC. Washell. Richmond. Elliott in the Morning.
How are you, sir?
You know, I'm a little hungover. I'm having a little bit of a hangover.
What were you drinking? What was your drink of choice last night?
Kind of what I drink with me. I think I have like where I and I remember hearing Tommy Chong about this one. Whenever people eat Tommy Chong on the street, they was like, "Oh, please smoke a joint together. Please smoke it." And so I wind up being like party guy. Whenever I wind up at a bar, people are like, "Oh, please just do one. Let's do one shot." And I'm like, "No, I do all of the shots that everybody ever gives me." So I'm having a little bit of a morning.
Okay, so
it's still morning to me.
Self. Next time I see Roll, beg to do shots or that's fine.
I gotta say, the joint thing, it doesn't really work with me. But a little bit of whiskey every now and then, I mean, come on.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Then we're in. All right, so listen, I got a bunch of stuff through with the big stuff, and then we'll back, okay?
Sure.
So I know put together a wonderful, I'm going to call it a festival, but a big place at RFK. So that we've known of fighters. It's the 20th anniversary blowout. Buddy Guy, Gary Clark, Hart, Joan Jett, the Blackhearts, Trombone Shorty, the whole. However, beforehand, and I think this is the part that's really going to seal the deal for the entire day, will officially be now known as Dave and Elliott's 4th of July K.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We started plan, like, even a year ago, because I started thinking, how are we anniversary of our first record? Bands go on the road and they just play that record, but I'm not really into that, and something special. And knowing that the 20th anniversary of the band's first album is the 4th of July, we definitely have to do it again, and we got to do it in D.C. Like, it's my hometown, it's safe to celebrate. And the record, and then I just started thinking, like, okay, well, where are we going to do it? RFK. We've never really done a stadium thing in America. We've never done arena shows. We've done some stuff. But to me, the last year and a half was leading up to this 4th of July idea. I mean, man, if we can, like, it'd be such a huge thing as a hometown person, but also on the 4th of July. As a kid growing up in Richmond, to the mall and watch the fireworks and like the Beach Boys or Grassroots would play in concerts and stuff like that. This was always a big part of the 4th of July. So we decided that we were going to do it. We came up with the idea, and then I thought, oh man, what would it be if we like a rally where I could lead, because I've been riding motorcycles for 25 years or more, I guess.
Right.
And so I thought how amazing it would be invite a bunch of people on their motorcycles, and at some town, we could have like a cookout, we could have a good time, we could listen to some music, and then and just follow me to RFK, and I'll lead everybody. I was like, that it would be amazing. And it sounds like we actually did it.
Yeah, I know. As hard as it is to believe, we actually pulled it off on the 4th of July, which is not the easiest thing in the world to get an on the 4th. The thing came together.
And I've played, like, there's a thing out in L.A. called the Love Benefit Charity Ride, which is, you know, it's the best way to ride. You're on your bike. It's a beautiful day. Everybody's there for a good, there to bed and have a nice ride or whatever it is. But to me, it's like I've been, like, up in the front of the pack. And I can't, dude, I cannot wait, like, just to be able to and be the guy who's playing, riding into the stadium with all of my pals. Like, it's going to be unbelievable.
And I'll point out for people that he's going to get a specially designed T-shirt for the ride that day. We'll have food. That'll be Steve Menino from Chef Jeff's, and all of that. Obviously, you'll be there helping lead the ride. I know we're going to have there that morning. I do want to point out, though, that and I think you mentioned it earlier, it's all for charity. So
yeah,
that will benefit. It's going to be DC and the National Singing and Lloyd of Children. So we'll go out, we'll have fun. Oh, and by the way, when you lead everybody to RFK, everybody who's on their bikes, special parking at RFK, and then a special entrance into.
Awesome. Yeah, it rules. I mean, the things is like, look, if you got a bike, anyway, jump on it, and I'll like bring you in the back. Like, I'll take you in the side entrance. It'll be great.
The whole day is going to be the whole way for the thing.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty unbelievable. Yeah, when we put the whole thing together, and Seth, who runs the 9:30 Club, I mean, I've known that guy since I was a teenager, you know. I've known him for so long, and so I'm a lot of the shows around. And, like, we're tight, you know. Like, we're old friends, and so he is, like, part of my big, and when something special like this comes around, like, guys are texting each other and calling each other, like, what about this? What if it were to be this band? What if it were, what if we got Trombone Shorty? We gotta have Trouble Funk. Get Trouble Funk in there. No, it's gotta be RFK. And I don't know if you should do it on the 4th of July. And there are people that didn't grow up who were, like, worried about the 4th of July. I'm like, no. Here's the thing. The thing is a lot of people stay at home and, you know, like, grill stuff and
sure.
Blow stuff up in their neighborhood. But it's, I always wanted to go on the 4th of July. I was like, I want to go downtown, and I want to see the fireworks and have a good time. As a teenager, I didn't want to just stay in my cul-de-sac and, you know, light stuff on fire. Like, I wanted to go be around a lot of other people and do cool stuff. And so Seth and I convinced everybody, believe me, when we put this show up for sale and announce it, people will be excited. Like, they're not going to be too big to come down and see Joan and LL Cool J and the Foo Fighters.
No.
It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, and for anybody that was concerned about it, it looks like you and Seth proved everybody wrong because it fell off like crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of nuts. I didn't really expect it to do what it did. I mean, you know, this is the thing is that we've been touring for 20 years, and we went from playing little clubs like the 9:30 and the Black Cat to moving up to theaters, doing like festivals, and then doing arenas on our own. But I thought, like, okay, well, this time we should try to do the stadium thing because we've done this for years. We've
right.
played stadiums in England and Australia for years now, and dude, those stadium shows are fun. We did 2.5-3 hours of big sound and big lights and big production, and people long to you know, you or Everlong, whatever it is. It's like it really feels. Like, it feels like rock. It's kind of pushed.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. All right, let me bounce around a little bit, Dave, and then I'll let you jump. Let me go back to for a second. The did it go as well? Was it as fun to be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that Dave Letterman has been so cool. Highway, his TV show,
right.
You know, he was the first person I called his producer, this guy, Worldwide Pants, and I was like, I have this idea that I want to go to 8 different cities, and I want to do a documentary about each city, and he said, man, that's amazing, let me, and he emailed me within like 45 minutes and said, Dave said the idea is great, and whatever you got to do to make it happen, just make it happen. So that whole Sonic Highways thing wouldn't have happened too, you know, but the core of our, like, friendship and relationship really is when he had his heart surgery.
Right.
Back, I don't know, 13 years, 14 years ago, whatever it was, when they announced he was coming back, his first show, he asked someone, like, will they come? And we really dropped everything to be there for him. And, you know, our relationship has been real. It's not like one of those talk show guys where you chat around the desk. Like, we've had some deep conversations backstage where you realize, like, he's not only the funniest, but he's also a very sweet and kind and generous and genuine person. So we really grew to love him over the years, and to say goodbye to America, it's like two or three times. Hey, and I was just like, okay, dude, like, grow a pair. You just gotta play your song. That guy crying on national television. It was nuts.
Dude, you have the greatest life.
You know, I do not. I was a very fortunate human being. That is for sure.
One other thing that I wanted to bring up, and I don't know where I saw it, but you were part of the, I think it was for ASCAP, it was the Pop Music Award, Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you as part of that, just where you were talking about, like, when you were a kid and growing up, that you had kind of the shrine to Kiss. In.
Oh, yeah, we all did.
Yeah, of course. Kiss poster hanging in the studio. But then I feel like it's weird. You were talking about how, like, you would drop the needle down on Detroit, beginning of, like, oh, my God, here we go. And then you fast forward, you talk about what they're, like, hanging out with it. Your kids go to school with Paul Stanley's kids.
Yeah, it's really weird. I live in Los Angeles. I do the same kind of... every dad does it. It's like, I get up at 6, maybe I take a shower, get dressed, I pick up my kids, and I go to the kitchen, I start making breakfast, and I start packing lunches, and get them in the car 40 minutes or something like that just to get them to school. But at drop-off, I see Paul Stanley, the singer of Kiss, because his kid is in it, you know? And it really... they've been in class with each other for, I've been seeing them at school for a few years now. It really tripped me out at first. I mean, the big one for me was, like, that the beginning of this year where his kid was there and my kid was there, and standing in the parking lot talking about Zeros, and he went to his car, and I'm walking to my car, and he pulls up in his, like, badass Porsche or whatever he drives in, and, like, the tinted window comes, he hands me a CD, he goes, hey, Dave, this is the new Kiss record, I wanted you to have it. And I'm just like, if I thought, as a kid, that someday Paul would be handing me the new Kiss record, like, hey, I wanted you to have it. Like, it blew my mind, you know? And again, they do. Like, and he's a good dad. He's there every morning. And I'll see him. Oh, I just got back from Argentina. It's crazy. Paul's there, drop off every morning, you know? And so it's funny, like, you know, it really kind of changed the way I look at a lot of my heroes in meeting him with, like, wow, the day, yeah, when I was a kid, he was like a superhero on my poster.
Right.
But, you know, now I see him and we'll go have coffee after drop-off, and it's like, at the school, you know? I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I love it. It's like the two, together after drop-off and go.
Don't be fooled. We all have minivans. You know that. Like, it's not all like Ferraris and stuff.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When you said, like, the badass Porsche, I was like, all right, what were you walking back to?
Yeah, I was walking. Vehicle of all time. That thing rules.
All right, so listen, the 20th out July 4th, RFK. Those tickets are available through Ticketmaster. More important than that, though, start your day earlier with us. It's Dave and Elliot. It's been Rally and Ride to RFK. Well, I appreciate the time. I can't wait to see you.
Can't wait. I am so psyched, A, to come back home, but B, to play this gig, and to man, I'm shipping my bike out.
You know, it's funny, because somebody told me that you weren't just going to, like, borrow a bike here. Like, you're shipping your bike from L.A.
No, man. Where do you see it? It's like, it's all, like murdered out. It's bitching. Like, it is a nice bike, and I have a bunch of bikes. But I was like, I want to ride that one to the stadium. Come on, ship it out. So it's coming out.
I'll see you on the 4th of July, and I'll thank you. I'll thank you ahead of time for teaming up. You're awesome.
All right, buddy. I can't wait.
You got it. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
Elliot in the morning. At weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
But probably not. XL 102 commercial-free. 2 hours of Shen.
I'll make a tea.
Richmond's alternative. From the Fake Center.
Southbound Chip due to a collision. In fact, your left lane block. Southbound Chip and Hay between Strathmore and Jeff Davis, Warwick and Hull Street. Hull Street at Walmsley Boulevard. Robius at Midlothian and Chester Road near 288 at Park Road.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Get the Bank of America card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find cash back for the things you buy most, America.com/get cash back.
You're in line for an engagement ring, right? Well, what if you can get her a bigger diamond than you have in mind and come in under budget? Welcome to...
It's very gratifying around here when we can find you just what you're looking for less than you intended.
A diamond expert at Diamonds Direct, who says it happens every day.
One of two things happens. People usually come into the store, they either get way more than they had anticipated at the aid, or they simply are able to money towards something else.
Yes, it's out the middleman. Yes, it's a high volume, low margin business model. Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct beats anyone's price. It's also because at Diamonds Direct have other things to spend your money on.
Like a honeymoon, their house, all the things that people that are just getting married are doing to build their lives. That's important, and when you share it with
Diamonds Direct, the value leader gets engaged in short pump.
Ammo, bullets, powder. Dance of Sports Sporting Goods is stocked at spring. 22s, 22 mags, 17s, we got them. 9s, 40s, 45s, we got them. 204s, 223, 22, 250s. These Hunt Sporting Goods are new and our prices are the best anywhere.
Y'all know what my dad Marlon says. Come on.
Dance of Sporting Goods in Colonial Heights. Hi, check us out online, sportinggoods.com. The shad are in the river under the 95 bridge. They're catching huge bass and catfish on the James. At Lake Chesnut, it's as hot as it's ever. Sporting Goods is geared up and ready to get you stocked up for the season. Rods, we got them. And all of them.
Y'all know what my dad Marlon says. Come on, get you some.
Dance of Sport Boulevard, Bard and Colonial High. Fine at Dance of Sporting Goods.
Who left their sandwich?
Do you know a house cleaner?
Photographer.
Do you know a caterer with a lit fountain?
Thumbtack knew the perfect pro
to make pipes flow.
Clean my chateau.
Every skill good on to take you from a done.
Thumbtack helps you hire skilled professionals to accomplish anything. Keeping questions about what you need and thumbs from the best professionals in your area. Easier to tackle your person no matter what you're looking to accomplish. Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you get the idea. Oh, and looking for more skilled professionals. Check them out. Visit thumbtack.com to get started.
Welcome to the boat.
Our new Sriracha Nacho Burrito experience with hot chili sauce, chicken, crushed tortilla chips, and exotic cotija cheese. Hurry into Moe's today for the Sriracha Nacho Burrito or try the Sriracha Nacho Stack or...
To do a helping hand is and it's holding a tough tool you can borrow for free is even better. So check out the free AutoZone. With a huge tools, you can handle even the toughest jobs. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Yes, things can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Iggy. The First Rewards debit card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on just for a dollar. Yeah, swipe. Visit One Capital to earn more. First Cap for your money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Elliot in the morning. XL.
20th anniversary blowout. It will be Dave and Elliot's ride to RFK. Tickets will go on sale for the ride on Friday. And don't forget, it all benefits charity, PR Family DC, and the missing and exploited children. Thanks again to our buddy Jeff Jets. Everybody, breakfast, and thanks to DC Brown for giving us a place to start. Hey, Jones, can I borrow you for 1 second, if you don't mind? And then Diane too. Well, it's not really John Kerry, but John to wear a big. We were talking earlier about the Rush show.
Awesome time.
Did you have a good time?
I was every second of it.
Hey, I'm not doing this to be. When I was with Geddy Lee.
Goodbye.
No. Did you get one of these?
I did.
From where, though?
Not that one, though.
Ah, see, I told you this was special. They even said that you had to be in the...
What did you...
I'm going to carefully open...
Oh, Geddy told him to tell you no.
Lee said, be careful with this.
Neil put all these together himself.
Go.
What did you get? What does Hennessy have? Because they said that Hennessy had a whole... Well, Tyler said that Hennessy had a whole box of them.
So mine's logo, like just the name of our man.
Yes. Thank you.
It was a piece, though.
You didn't know Hennessy had a whole box of those. They even told us this is only for people who are part of the part
out of his pocket himself for you, help for you.
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't talk to Alex. He just kind of stood there and just said hi. He actually said more than
Neil.
Both said more than Neil.
Yeah, Neil.
But he didn't come out. I would go up if Neil feels up to it. So I guess he didn't feel.
If he's feeling saucy that day.
Exactly. Well, ever since the
it was a great show. Awesome. Had an awesome time.
It's okay. Yeah, I feel bad. But I wasn't getting good service backstage.
God.
Place dropper, Elliot Siegel.
No, but it was good, right?
I love the fact I was just telling how I played all the songs backwards in chronological order.
Yeah.
They ended.
No,
you know,
it was great.
The video screen were awesome,
okay,
too.
Okay, now I feel like you're rubbing it in. Now I feel like you're starting to rub
it in. Oh, Mr. Bass.
He's rubbing.
Earlier, he's flying to the West Coast to go. So I don't ruin the show for people that are still seeing it.
I didn't say what happened.
No. Well, I can tell you what happened backstage. Like that, I don't mind ruining. Good. Thank you, Jonesy. Well, are you going to buy a motorcycle between now and...
Yes, I should.
Yeah, you need to. All right, Diane, so the story over the weekend was... And he, I guess, he crashed on his bike or whatever it is and got all banged up, and then they're flying him back to the U.S. to get his leg taken care of. But while I was reading about the accident which happened in France, I stumbled on, while I was looking around, because I can't learn enough, Diane. You know, I'm always looking for more info beyond the headline. So anyway, I found two other things that were going on in France. What is that big, I don't know that it matters, but that big bridge, and by the way, this has come up before, the one that has all the locks on it.
Is it the Pont Neuf?
Oh.
I mean, that's, I'm sure if that's the bridge where they do the locks.
I don't know if it's the Pont Neuf, but whatever it is, there's whatever the famous bridge is in Paris. And we had heard that they were going to start taking down the locks to drag the railings down. Hold on, I'm looking for the...
Is that?
Pont des Arts.
Yeah.
Bridge. So they're taking all those locks down starting today. So like today, them all down. I don't know what they're doing with them. Probably just throw them in the garbage. All coming down today. So, did you see what they had to do over the weekend? And
no.
This, for the life, do not understand. They had to shut down the Eiffel Tower for visitors. It had gone all the way to the Eiffel Tower. And then, I think it had to happen the week before. Shut everything down. This part, to me, makes absolutely no sense. Too many pickpockets. They shut down
in the actual tower,
down
like not around
the stairs
it.
At the. I guess like the Eiffel Tower is big,
mm-hmm.
And so in pictures, and so I guess like there's like the area where all your tickets, and then the whole thing. There's so many tickets and so many people that are being pickpocketed. They shut down the entire Eiffel Tower, and they talk about how. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. The Eiffel Tower. It's crowded. Like, I don't know what the, I don't know where, like, famous landmarks are. Not just in France, but, like, where it would be as busy as, but, like, I feel like the Eiffel Tower. to go. How do you shut it down because there's pickpockets? First of all, for the life of me, I don't know when it's pickpocketed. I don't understand that at all.
I mean, they were getting away with thousands and thousands of dollars.
Shut down their biggest tourist attraction because pickpocketed. I don't know anybody that's ever been pickpocketed. I'll never be pickpocketed. It's impossible. Do you have, Tyler, 10, what are your fears that you're going to be pickpocketed? Pickpocketed. Not held up. Not held up.
I didn't say held up.
Pickpocketed.
Oh. They're definitely greater than yours.
What are you, at a one?
I'm certain. Thoughtful.
Yes.
In a crowded area. I always have my wallet in my back pocket, but I don't when I'm in an area that may happen.
See, that's why. My wallet's always in my front pocket.
But that's not normal.
No, I disagree with that. I think that is normal. I think front pocket is normal.
What?
No. Yeah, front pocket is normal.
You going to say the goo?
No, the coin purse is part of the wallet, which is in the front pocket.
No, most people carry it in their back pocket. If you're situation, like a boy riding the metro or someplace where it's more likely to happen.
I just don't, why would they keep like moving it around? Just put it in, you'll never get pickpocketed.
Because nobody grows up, put it.
I do.
If
you're a city kid, you do.
You're
that's
assuming
all you know.
I go to the front pocket. I've never put my wallet in my front pocket. It goes in my fanny pack.
Wait, seriously, where do you put it? Obviously.
No, I will,
Dummy wallet to New Orleans.
No, that's not true.
Oh, no, you bought a dummy phone.
That's true. That's true. No, I had a wallet on me, but I also had a money clip.
Right.
So what I'll do in situations
tell
where...
Tell me you put the money
clip. I usually put the money clip in my, like...
coat pocket.
Coat pocket.
Here we go.
He always has a blazer on, so yeah. He's got...
So then I have all the important cards in the wallet, like my loyalty program cards. Just have vital things. So if the wallet's taken... It doesn't
irrelevant.
Even matter.
Right.
Yeah. And then in the back pocket, the pocket, I have my dummy phone. And then up front, I have my real phone.
Will you please tell me that you don't have, you don't still carry if you're carrying a money clip?
New Orleans.
Wait, does Scott carry his wallet in his back pocket?
Yeah.
Why?
Everybody does that for the boy.
No.
You get your first Velcro one and you put it in your front
pocket. Am I?
Elliot's used to the chain.
I'm being.
That's where his habit is
right.
Born from.
I did have that.
Yeah.
But I'm being completely. I feel like everybody. Not. We all had our wallet in our. I can think of
one
time in my life. Not like one
while
instance.
One, I remember a very clear image from like middle school. Wallet on one, on the other.
No, yeah. No, I was just going to say, all was split in the front, dip in the back. That was every one of my friends. In my life where I experimented with seeing what it would be like to have my most uncomfortable thing of all time. How about just walking?
Yeah, but if you're thinking, I always take it out when I'm driving.
No, just leave it in your front pocket. You can't even feel it.
Comfortable driving with a wallet in the front pocket.
Where's your phone?
It's on the seat next
to me. You pull up to a light or something, hands in the car, they get away with everything.
Or if someone's next to me in my pocket.
In your pocket. That's why the thing is so foreign to me. You can't get your hands in my pocket without me knowing. Like, hand in there, but you know what I'm doing? Tyler, go for my pocket. Tyler, go for my pocket. I'm going to be gentle. Go for
out the pocket.
Go. that's a toy. Yeah.
Which pocket am I going for?
My front pocket.
You have cargo shorts on there.
Reach across.
15 pockets.
I like to keep them guessing. You don't know what pocket I have my stuff in. You went in the Rush show. The guy padded all 15 pockets. All right, go ahead. But he thought I'm a skateboard t-shirt. Word shirt. All right, go for his mind of my own business. See, you're out.
Because you told the pickpocket to pickpocket you.
There are plenty of people online who say they could pickpocket you.
Front pocket? Never. Front pocket,
haven't
you're
you seen
not...
them do those stories?
No. Not on the front.
Where they... Yes.
Shiny Eiffel Tower.
People their whole lives, and that's their livelihood?
No, because they get a bunch of those kids to run around in my front pocket without me feeling it.
It's less likely, but they can do it.
No, you can't get my front pocket without...
They do those scenarios where they put you on a crowded subway.
And you're not getting in my pocket. You might be able to get your hand at my stuff and get away, but I'm going to feel it and not be able to stop you. Pocket me. But you're not going to be able to just get my stuff without me knowing.
Genji has a question.
Go.
Is wallet in the front pocket a Canadian thing?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it. Think it is.
I like wallet in their front pocket.
Everybody.
Elliot, I'm a front pocket guy, but I'm in the minority. Sorry.
I don't think you are.
Puts their wallet in the front pocket.
Well, you know me and that other guy, that other Canadian, That's Nick. Put his wallet. Usually in the back. Does he go front if his feet might be sketchy? He's got a purse? I missed that part. You say, if he's got a small wallet, a money clip.
Yeah.
Never have carried a money clip.
I don't think I've ever carried my wallet in my front pocket. Ever.
That's it. You put your phone in your front pocket. Right?
Always.
Yeah. Throw a wallet.
Girls put their phones in their back pockets. Guys don't do that.
Sometimes we do.
Oh, God. Elliot. What do you have going on below your waist?
No. My wallet and my phone go in my left pocket. And my keys go in the right.
If any graphic proof or evidence from New Orleans, my dummy phone was in my back pocket.
Where's your smokes?
Go here.
Side.
They go in the side pocket.
And 10 days out of 10, you're wearing shorts. That's never a problem.
You can go 100 days out of 100. Yeah. These shorts are in trouble. Kaylee, where am I going? Line 4? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Haley.
Hi, who?
So, I was in London a couple years ago, and for how long?
Oh, no, you said London. I'm sorry, I was thinking France. That's why I said bonjour.
I see.
But sorry.
take a trip to France. But yeah, it was London 4 months. And the whole orientation week, every single day, they would have talking to us about pick and, so there's some people that are so good and so tricky with it that they make their livelihood out of it.
Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, yes, there are people that will, but is pickpocketing a much issue than it is a U.S.
Yeah,
issue?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, so there's some people that actually use their children. Like, they'll act like tourists, and then they'll kick. So as a friend, actually, we thought it was crazy. They're telling us all this stuff, and then a guy came up to her and was, like, holding out a map and was asking her where to go. And while he was doing that, his child came back and she didn't realize it until we got on the tube later.
Holy crap. Hey, tube. I don't know why you're trying to help somebody with a map. You know, that they get that. And number two, yeah. If your stuff's in your front pocket, person, carefree.
It's
free.
It's crazy to me. Yeah, so I got pickpocketed once. Someone took my phone, then I had to get a new phone.
Where was your phone?
It was in.
No way! What kind of pants were you wearing?
Pocket.
What kind of pants?
It's not backwards.
How does someone? Did you feel them getting off them in time?
I didn't feel it at all.
I'd feel it.
That's because your shorts are so tight.
I feel. Are arrivederci. Thank you.
It's in London.
I don't know. Not even Italy. Did they tell you? And Italy has the same thing. Oh, buongiorno. What's the big thing in Rome? The Colosseum. Like when you go there, is it pockets? Well, gypsies, what are they going to do? Oh, they take pocket? There you go.
Have jobs and then go sit at the fountain just for like the sight. They're there to steal money.
He's out of the fountain.
Yes. Where am I going?
Is that water really electrified?
No.
What did you read?
Wait, is it really?
I remember when I, in fifth grade, I've been crying about it.
That
you would somehow get in store shock if you touched their
kid. And that just so you wouldn't be digging in the dirty water.
I was in fifth grade. I'm not.
I used to dig coins out of the fountain in the El Paso. The fountain, Trevi? The Trevi?
Oh, and yet you.
Trevi.
Last week during 500 Eagle Dift.
I did.
Yeah, one of the questions was five of the top 10 attractively.
Right.
You failed two.
Is there a fountain there? Just nailed it.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, no, I just nailed it.
Yeah, referred to by name.
It's Trevi. well, you know what? I guess it's if you're from the top Trevi.
And you ask Haley, what the big thing is.
It's round.
Whatever, but is the water's not electrified? No, that's an old mom. Cucini. Action. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line in the morning. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. I actually got pickpocketed in Sybil Tower.
No, you did.
I did.
Did you really? Wallet. Where was your wallet?
Oh, it was a wallet I had just bought in a little market, so it wasn't like there was in it, but it was in my front pocket.
how'd they get it out of your... Maybe girls could get pickpocketed because...
I mean, I was wearing skinny jeans, so I don't know how they did it either. What happened was actually that there are about 30 buskers that just walk the same exact thing right under the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
So, and they would mob you by this little Eiffel Tower keychain, and I was like, no. And there was one guy who I guess got really annoyed with me, and he ran into me, letting start, and ran into me.
Dude, so and that was aggressive.
Yeah, so I fell on the ground, and he helped me back up, and I was like, oh, that's nice that he picked me up again. He actually took my wallet in the process. So.
Holy crap. Oh, my God. What'd you do?
Well, actually, what the funny part was that he tried to get away really quickly, but there were so many people that he kind of stumbled. And my boyfriend that was with him took my shoe that I shit off, threw it out, and ran into someone else. So it all worked.
Hey, how did you get you? That would suck. So now you're overseas. You don't have any of your ID. You have your like you're screwed. Your insurance card, everything's gone.
Oh, I got lucky because I had just bought this brand new wallet, and it was this little cheap thing, and it didn't have anything in it. I was just holding it in my
dummy wallet, New Orleans.
Like Tyler.
Right. So they didn't get anything. Hey, I can't remember. Do they tell you you're supposed... Or maybe I just don't go to danger. Do they tell you to, like, leave your passport in the hotel room, right?
In the
safe.
Yeah.
Take it with you for all these animals to steal.
No. I had friends who did when we were in Rome, and they actually kept it with them when they were on our bus, when we went to the Colosseum. And then we kept in the entire bus had everything. People lost passports, wallets,
holy
everything.
Crap. Hey, did you go to the Trevi Fountain?
I did, but it was under construction.
That's Italy. You were in France. You were in France. All right, very good. I appreciate
it. But I did.
All right. Of course you did. Very good.
You know where they told us to have our passports on us at all times? There was a place that was Africa.
Oh.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you remember your
yeah.
passport getting ruined?
Yeah.
Because it, well, anywhere.
Yeah, no, you just got to
get bent like crazy.
Well, I do have to take issue there. If you put it in the big buttons down, it doesn't get that messed up in case unless it slides under you. Where am I going, Kaylee?
There are plenty of people on the phone can tell it. Plenty of people who have been pickpocketed with the wallet in the front pocket.
Not a chance. Oh, I mean, maybe a guy would feel it. Yeah. There's no.
I'm sure men have been pickpocketed.
It's men who are tweeting about it.
Where am I going, Kaylee? What'd you say, line 7?
Hey, Elliot.
Hey.
Hey, no, my dad was in New York City back in the day. Long story short, he figured it so that they pickpocketed where. And then they caught the guy, though. You know, my dad stopped the bus and everything, but they caught him. And he gets a call. And it's Dan Pink Jr., who's the DA at the time, who has his case, and they got everything.
Yeah. Where are you? It's pouring where you are.
No, I'm at a construction site.
Oh, okay. All right, dude. It sounds like it's coming down like crazy. Crazy. I was like, Jesus, dude. Hi, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to line 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is it me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
I really don't want to say my name, but I think I can explain to you how it is to pickpocket.
How do you pickpocket?
It's all psychological type of thing. Let's say I'm from New Orleans. Let's say you're walking down the French Quarter. You got someone walking towards you. You find out what you want. You bump them. You bump into them. Everybody's into them. That's where they're focused. They're focused.
Right.
And as they're focused on that spot, you can put your hands wherever you never know. You think so?
Or are you a pickpocket?
A few years ago when I was younger, and it was really hard to find a job around here, that's what I kind of did.
Did you make good money being a pickpocket?
Oh, okay. I mean, this is back in the iPhone 3s were pretty, and iPhone 3s would get you pretty good money just taking out the cards and selling them on Craigslist, or getting women's
panties,
getting wallets out of pockets.
Another thing, if I were a woman, dude, I would never carry a purse. What a colossal! You're just begging to be purse snatched.
To carry.
No, you don't. Shove it in your pocket. Get cargos. Why would you want to carry all that stuff? You get a purse now.
Bunch of hot looking woman.
You still pickpocketing in New Orleans or no?
What was that?
Are you still pickpocketing in New Orleans, or have you moved?
Oh no, I actually got a real job this time.
There you go. I'll let you know the next time we come down, Tyler Duckett.
Yeah, I'll make sure. Yeah, I'm going to try it out on y'all.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
All right, no problem.
The later line 7. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Hunter from Richmond, Virginia.
What's up, Hunter?
Yeah, I was in Bart last year, and I was coming back from the clubs, and this was like 5 a.m. And we're headed to the beach. Me and a couple of buddies lay down there. A group, 5 of them, came and started groping all over us, telling us how they wanted us and this and that. This and that. At the time, we thought it was just all fun and games. And I bought a phone put cover over it.
Yeah.
So I put all my credit cards and my ID in there.
Oh, bad.
And we started walking down the road, and I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket, and we were kind of wasted. So we were lost in Spain, and I didn't know how to get back to the hotel room, and it took me about 3 hours. And this was like 4 or 5 in Richmond. And I was like, Mom, my ID, my credit cards are all for me, please.
Oh, my God.
But luckily, they didn't use any of the credit cards. They wanted the phone.
Just wanted the, dude, you got lucky. Yeah. You got lucky.
Yeah.
Well, I had to go to Barcelona.
And I didn't even notice.
All right, dude, I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.
Man, that's scary. I still feel pretty invincible. By the way, this isn't a challenge.
Say that, but too late.
A lie.
Yep. By the way, what would you do if like a bunch of gypsies were all like them?
You. They prey on your empathy or your sympathies.
But if I had like a bunch of gypsies, be like, get okay, the they're
not.
But the guy said they were hugging
like,
all
get
over.
Get the empathy in New Orleans. You practically,
I gave that guy money.
Practically,
I took my wallet out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you were all.
But did you see where that wallet came out of? Front pocket. And you know what he was like? Crap, can't steal from him.
I didn't notice. I bet he did.
And you know what he did? He was like, you know what? That there's a smart traveler.
He stole.
Yes.
I don't know why you're claiming like he got.
He didn't.
No, yes,
he
did. Yes, no, he you did. Willingly gave him cash.
No, because he traveled
on you, and you sat there and listened.
Give him money. I was thinking about the guy with the beads. That guy I did give money to, just so he would leave me alone.
You wised up and only gave him cigarettes.
Like, I do like smoking. Break, it's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Low southbound Chippenham near Strathmore and Jeff Davis. Watch for a crash on the right shoulder at Hungary Road, Francistown Road at Hungary Road, Horsepin at Woodbury Road, 3 Chop near Parham at Tuckahoe.
Kelly. And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line.
Which means spending a ton of time with us.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew douche.
Sean Tyler.
BK.
Did you like clear citrus flavor?
Uh-huh.
In those clear glass bottles?
Oh, it's okay. Okay, BK, I know it's hard. I'm made with real sugar. Besides, those 3 bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got 6 more bottles of Dewshine in my guitar case.
I drank those.
Hey, I got 5 bottles in my jacket.
Mm, they don't.
Mm. Stuck in my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Dewshine, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I did before I got this bottle.
Where was it?
Never looked in the fridge.
To the Dew with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
In tradition to the Dew lineup, Mountain Dew, a clear citrus flavored Dew inspired by the Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Dewshine, 2 for $2.50 at Stu Dewshine. Available legally.
Switch to Metro PCS today and get a free 4G phone. Sales tax not included. Like the LG Leon LTE. Not only will you get a free smartphone, you'll also get amazing coverage on the fast, nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Phone number. You won't run the name some number previously used for pizza delivery to that one. Skip the hassle and carry your number over to Met brand new 4G LTE phone on the fast, nationwide T-Mobile network. No annual free phone, unlimited data, blazing fast network. What's not to like? So come into Metro PCS today, because there's never been a better time. No, Metro PCS. Limited time offer. Price after instant rebate. T-Mobile Network. Coverage and services not available. PCS.com for details and terms and conditions.
Need cash back? Call First Virginia at 855-215. First Virginia can provide you credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded on a card and be used anywhere via. Use your line of credit for whatever you need, even for buying online. There are no annual fees, finance charges, no credit check. Or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier.
It's the Neighborhood Financial Services Center. We're open convenient hours, 7 days, 7 days a week. Our help will help to getting you the cash you need quickly. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-216-6555. VirginiaLoans.com to find a store. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services paper issued pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
This summer will be filled with sunshine days, rainy days, and more. But with Xfinity, your day. Because only Xfinity has X1 DVR. So you can record it everywhere you go. Stream your recordings on your tablet or smartphone. Or even download them to watch while you're offline. Xfinity has the most movies and TV available on all your devices. So this payment goes where you go. Make day a little bit brighter. Seize the summer. Only with Xfinity from Comcast. Started with the X1 Triple Play for only $89.99. a month now for 2 full years with X1 DVR service free for a year, or ask how you can upgrade to get $500 back. This offer ends June 21st. Infinity or visit Comcast at comcast.com to apply. Limited to new Star extra equipment, taxes and fees including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra, subject to change after promo. Regular experiment required.
Bro, these wings are delicious.
Roommate man.
Hey, I'm Ethel. Made those with Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Wonder roommate.
Frank Hawk put that on everything.
The more you risk coverage, the more gaps you might find. Have coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenol Lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not so fine art.
You broke my mister.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what getting in your insurance.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Good morning. Clear this thing. Gave you tickets to the sold out Mumford & Son all week. Remember, you win the. You get to go in early.
Thank you.
You get to go in early for the pre-show sound check. Then we knew teaming up with Dave Grohl for Dave and Elf July Rally and Ride to RFK. Charity will take place leading up to the 4th of July show at RFK Stadium, the 20th anniversary blowout. Friday to be able to take part in the charity motorcycle ride. The other big thing going on this week here, I am going to give you tickets to the Music Festival. The prize. Firefly Music Festival will take place in Dover, Delaware. June 18th through the 21st. It's 4 days of... It's everybody from Paul McCartney to the Killers, Foster the People, Cage the Elephant, our friends Matt and Kim. I will give you 4 tickets... to go. Yes. So you can over Delaware for the Firefly. So all 4 of you will go all 4 days. That's what you will win all this week. By the way, if you need to keep track of all this stuff, Facebook.com. I'm online. Everything will be laid out. That'll be the best way for you to keep track. So, Diane, let's do some news. After that, I will for the Fly Music Festival.
Our set for today for Savas, Amy, and their 10-year-old son, Philip. This was the family members who were killed in their mansion in Washington. The weekend, the lone suspect at this point, Darren Wendt, was set to meet with attorney Robin, who's talking to reporters leading up to his meeting with Darren Wendt about the whole DNA connection. According to Ficker, he doesn't eat pizza.
Oh, this is a fantastic defense.
Oh, he doesn't even eat pizza. If he was hungry, he wouldn't order pizza.
This isn't the guy I would do that. And if he were going to get something, he would do that. Therefore,
because I guess he had known him in years past, where he
because he represented him in years past
in other cases. So, Wendt, next court date is June 22nd, as the family is laid to rest later today.
Boy, if that's going to be his entire defense, if his DNA is on the crust, then what?
Right.
But his whole defense is not. This is bull-ass case.
Right.
Or he's completely innocent. He doesn't even.
The FBI calling an all clear after a note that was found on a plane that landed over the weekend at Louis Armstrong Airport was a hoax. Apparently, people were kept on the tarmac for quite some time and investigated. I guess they cleared, according to you wrote about it on his website. I guess they cleared the area first where the note was initially found, then they cleared everybody else off the plane, and they were able to get everyone off safe. Who died in a car crash, I-295 on Friday, was apparently charged with murder and murdered some 26
aggressors. Dude, that accident was bad.
Yeah, Alfred Shaw was used murderer who was killed in that car crash, also killed in Knoxville on Friday. Wendell Haywood, a 5-year-old man from Kansas City, Kansas, who was traveling with his sister, 60-year-old Ellis, who lived a teacher at Woodside High School in Newport in Virginia accused students before and after photos of her boob job, and that does not fly with administrators.
So wait, she was just showing kids you want to see before and after pics?
I guess so. The 34-year-old woman, Melissa, charged or arrested, but I guess the boot from the school, she was originally placed on when the report started to come in, and then resigned in April. Apparently, that's not the only pictures that she had shown to students. There was a student, also underage, accused of showing a picture of her genitals, too.
Oh, boy. That's not good. By the teacher story from over the weekend?
Hmm.
Did you see the chick out in Denver?
Denver.
Oh, by the way, I talked to Bevilacqua.
A needle?
Yeah, the needle in the arm.
So she was passed out in the school bathroom.
She went into the bathroom and back to class. So somebody went to chicks laid out on the bathroom floor with a needle in her arm.
Nice.
Now, to her defense, she did tell authorities. I don't know how that got there.
Somebody held her down?
I don't know how that got there.
Was it?
Well, they don't know. So they have found some burnt cap to purse. Could be anything. They also found a white substance, anything. But she's saying, honestly, bathroom? I don't know how they got in there.
When asked what the powder and the syringe, what they were for, she said that her roommate was diabetic. No, I don't know why it's there.
What?
Okay. Morgan doing his interview this morning on the Today Show. They said it was a visual scene for him, saying things like bones heal and will never heal. He obviously and several friends injured, one of them killed, after that accident with the Walmart tractor trailer that happened almost at the question about whether or not he was ready to do like that's anywhere on his at this point. He says, as you can see the scars on my head, I've had good days and bad days. It was almost like he was just unable to process that he was there. He was just saying, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Brett staying at NBC after all, according to some new reports. But he's probably not going to be getting said they would probably keep him in some sort of fashion. And apparently NBC higher-ups have been told to think in a way to find a new place to put him.
So, Brian, you are going to kind of just, like, walk around and you'll be fine. Like, is Lester Holt for NBC?
I thought last we heard he wasn't.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
He like Lester. I mean, obviously, they respects, but...
But he's not doing
not
well as the...
Oh, you see, right?
Right. I don't even know who... Oh, that's...
Muir.
Muir.
Mm-hmm.
Presenting balls!
sleep may lead to Alzheimer's.
Oh, sorry?
You what? And this is a study out of Canada, too. Oh. Researchers there believe they have come up with evidence to reveal how not enough sleep prevents the brain from removing toxins normally pushed away during a good night's rest. They said it's possible that these toxins that don't get flushed out may contribute to diseases like Alzheimer's.
You know who else? Geddy Lee. Saw him over the weekend. What's up, Jones?
Defensive tackle for the Bengals. Prayers for Chris for his
piece
young...
Piece of garbage. Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Bad time to say that.
I'm a Falcons guy who... Sorry. No, seriously, Devin Still, there's nothing wrong with him in terms of the person
he is.
No,
the last I heard, he was asking for prayers for his little girl.
I'm sorry. I thought Falcons guy. Whoops.
And I was worried about butting in to say that last week NBC Nightly News was the board. Ed Cummins. I should have done it. Would have saved you.
No, yes. Go. I'm sorry. The Devin Still story, please.
Devin Spares for his young daughter, Leah, back in her fight against cancer. Pretty serious complication. Cell transplant. He wrote on Instagram, they caught it early, so hopefully it'll give the doctors a better chance of stopping it.
Right.
Aggressive. talking about.
Is this the guy from the Falcons?
Yes.
Piece of garbage.
Charged with killing his former dog. That's Prince Shimbo. He says she took her little Yorkie with her to his dog alone with him. Dog was unresponsive. And
he said the little yippy dog snapped at him, so he kicked it.
Right.
And then that's what killed the dog.
Yeah. Well, they determined it was blunt. So he's been charged with felony to an animal. The appeal over Tom Brady's four-game suspension will be on June 23rd. He'll be represented by Jeffrey Kessler on the league a number of times throughout the years. Commissioner Roger Goodell will oversee the side on the outcome. Swept out of Cincinnati, they were losers in all three games, including yesterday's loss of 8-2. They're back home tonight to kick off as Toronto. Bryce Harper had to sit out Saturday's game with a sore back, after he took a 93-mile-per-hour pitch on Friday.
Hey, did you see that big 300-pound pitcher?
Yes.
That was all over the place. I mean, that's awesome.
Orioles dropping it in the Bay Rays, losing 9-5 yesterday. They're in Houston tonight to Astros.
They better get that stadium cleaned up. Did you see all the rain and the flooding?
I mean, I'm sure they're...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's bad, though. I mean, the whole... But, like, just the all into the stadium. I don't even know how they had it open.
After going back and reviewing a Dwight Game 5 of the Rockets-Warriors series, the NBA upgraded his foul to flagrant 1, so that gives him a one-game suspension that he'll have to serve at the beginning of next season. He'll have an opener there. Jimmy Jett Dover, so that's 10 wins for him. He joins a very small group of drivers who are able to claim 10 wins at any track. That's a look at your news and sports.
The 102.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a left-hand turn signal. Tink, 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 tink. The guy in front of you, is 14 miles. Staring contest? Whoops. I blinked. Traffic? You can just watch me flash like a dysfunctional... Wait, you gonna try to pass on the left? Didn't you see my signal? And if you've got cut-rate insurance, things could really take a turn for the worst. Get Allstate, where agents help from them. Tink. Tink. Tink.
Money. Allstate agents are always looking for ways to help you save money. Right now, save when you go paperless. Call one of 43 rich agents today and ask about the eSmart discount. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Savings vary.
The personal suit for you. Are you in good hands?
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning, 102.
Elliot 855-4468. Call me right now. I will give you a 4-pack of tickets for all 4 days of the Flying Festival. June 1st in Dover, Delaware. McCartney, The Killers, Foster the People, Bastille, Cage the Elephant, Matt and Kim, and a whole bunch more. Again, 4 tickets. 866 to Elliot 235-5468.
Blood test back and I am pregnant.
Elliot in the Morning.
This is 2 after Elliot.
Alternative. Slow go at a few spots on the shoulder of 64 eastbound and 64 westbound near the 295 area. Stalled vehicle on the shoulder. Stalled vehicle on the left shoulder eastbound 60 mil. Collisions right now at Brook Road near 95.
Guys go to Diamonds Direct for the best diamonds because everyone knows you can get her a bigger, best price. But girls go to Dings. These days, the ring, important as the diamond. They like to show it off, pin it, post it, tweet it, and get 1,000 likes. Doesn't look like the one everyone else has. That's why Diamonds Direct has the designer wrist on everyone's wish list. Handcrafted rose gold, yellow gold, and platinum. No matter what she wants, classic, vintage, heirloom, or contemporary, we have it at Diamonds Direct. All after designers have chosen Diamonds Direct to be their authorized retailer. Including Tacori, Verragio, Jack Kalej, Henry Christopher Designs, Sylvie, Kirk Cara, and many more. Over 4,000 rings to choose from. And the best part? Because of our unbeatable no middleman price, you can get her a world-class and still stay in budget. Dutchman's direct diamond importer at Broad Village across from Whole Foods.
Yes, a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And here's the biggie. The First Capital Bank Rewards Debit Card. It's the debit that gives 5, 5, or 10 cents just over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecap.com today to earn more bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
Introduce new Cheesecake Smoothies. So sure to make you smile. Caramel, strawberry, or chocolate cookie cheesecake smoothie. Or any of our other freshly made smoothies or frozen cappuccinos. There are some to choose from. And now any ounce is $2.49. And any 20 is $39. Treat yourself to be so glad you did. Because they are oh so good. Gotta have a limited time only. See store for details.
Sleepy's extended Memorial holiday prices are unbeatable. Get up to half off free mattress in the store. Sealy, Serta, Beauty Rest, and more. With Sealy Queen sets starting at just $249 each piece. Save an extra $300 off select ice lighters. Save up to $1,000 adjustables. Plus, free direct Posturepedic hybrid and more. So hurry into Sleepy's for out the store. Or Sleepy's Fictionals.
Neuter's Cated Powder with Maximum Strength Medication provides relief for foot irritation and control wetness. Its super activated formula absorbs sweat and relieves itching. Odor Eater's Medicated Powder stops the odor.
Following was recorded at a Burger King drive through at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Egg, sausage, egg, and cheese, the sandwich.
Try saying croissant-wich. Yeah, it's the only way to capture its flaky, buttery lightness. And right now, the Nordics. Now say
muffin.
Oh no, that's
get Sucre Sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4 only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, Washington, WRFN, Elliott in the Morning.
We get live music in the studio tomorrow. Madison Vissen Ward and the Mama Bear here morning. That's going to be awesome. So tomorrow morning in the studio, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear will be in here. 6-8-6-6 to Elliott. 6-2-3-5-5-4-8. Elliott in the morning.
Hey.
Yes, it is. Who are you?
My name is Eric. Good morning.
I am doing
good.
So listen, I'm going to give you four tickets for each of the 4 days of the Firefly Music. It's a couple weeks away. It'll be June 1st. That will be in Dover. Everybody from Paul McCartney to our friends Matt and Kim, the Killers, and everything in between. Should be a great four days of music. 3 days will go. You get tickets for all 4 days. So if you hold tight for me for 1 second, Kaylee will get some info from you. And dude, have fun.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, dude. Hold on 1 second for me, please. All week long, you will win your 4-pack of tickets. So we'll do that all week. Also, we're giving away giving away of Montreal all week. Those tickets don't go on sale. But all week you'll win those. And then obviously, as we get closer to the on sale for motor passes for Dave and Elliot. That's Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl and Elliot I rally and ride to RFK. Facebook.com/EITM online if you want to keep everything organized as we go along. Real quick, thank some people. Staff at JDRF who had their big walk in D.C. over the weekend. MC.
Oh, good.
It's actually very nice. It plays hockey with there's a kid who plays hockey with my older kid, and so the family had asked if I would go out and like help MC the thing. It was great. I mean, it sucks that you have to do it. I get that, but it was nice. So the staff at JDRF, I hope embarrass anybody, and then thanks for letting me be a part of it. That was good. So Friday night, you know what? I will give you a hint. Tell me why I Friday night into Saturday morning did I have to throw away a pair of underwear?
Come on.
What?
You hear. Was it something hockey related? You were on the way to the rink?
I was, yes.
Did you have to play when you got to the rink or was...
No. So here's the deal.
Blood?
So...
Oh.
Thank you.
What?
Into the doctor since it happened, right?
Did you know?
Hospital?
No.
Because you said you'll never guess. Well, obviously, we want to guess.
It's not feces.
Or urine. Wow.
So here's the deal. So I was, hey, honey,
He came running down the hall. He heard blood in your...
No, it's not in my stool. It's in my pants.
Go ahead.
So, generally, there's pants that you wear. Some people wear shorts or pants that you would wear underneath, like, your hockey pants. Your cup goes in and your socks
tight,
like that.
Like leggings.
Yeah, exactly. Side there goes the cup. So I was getting ready to go on Friday, and I had a little bit of extra time. So I was like, you know what? I'll put that stuff on at home. So, like, my pants and my... And then... I'll leave, I'll go to the rink, and I'll finish getting dressed there. No big deal. Well, I didn't want to... With a cup on? Out when I was putting my pants on. I left and left my cup at home. So I get... Okay, why are we laughing already, Kaylee? So I get to the rink, and I'm getting a cup, but big deal. I can't remember the last time I was like, wow, thank God I have a cup on. I just looked to the... So anyway, we're not thinking anything of it, because you just start going, and everything. It's probably about 15 minutes skating around. And a bunch of us are in front of the net. All of a sudden, like it's in slow motion, this puck comes flying waist high, right in.
You drop?
I had to hold myself up on my stick. It was horrible. It was...
Stick break?
So
damn.
So everybody else starts skating down the ice. I hobble my way back to the bench, which, by the way, I was proud of myself for making it to the bench. You know, climbing over... It's not funny, Hennessy. Climbing over to get onto the bench. So I get over, and at this point, it's starting to dawn on me. This is a different pain. Like, I've been kicked testicles or taken a baseball to the testicles. Much different pain, and goddamn does it hurt. So I get over the board, my gloves and my stick, and walk towards the locker room. So I get into the locker room, like, it's hurting. So, floor. Stop it. I lay down on the floor.
Here's a Mystics blanket.
I get off my jersey and my shoulder pads and stuff, and it hurts really, really bad. Like, really, like, and I'm trying to, like, push a little bit, like, just to, because it hurts. So I get my, the hockey pants. Oh, my pants? My jock pants?
That's what we all wear.
And it looks like...
Oh, is that hockey?
Is that what your breezers are?
No, there's the outside pants that you can
like
see.
Like compression.
That are like the leggings, okay. That you call them.
He was going to yell at Jones for not having his jock pants on to the sport thing.
Yeah, it's like compression pants, right. Whatever. So I'm on my knees, and like my hockey pants are down, and I pull these things, and I swear to God, it looks like my penis went swimming in a pool of blood. It's unbelievable what's going on. I was like, holy crap, that's a lot of blood. Now I know why it hurt. I know it hurts so bad. Well, I then have to get up. I took my skates off. I make my way into the bathroom.
When do you take the photo for Sam?
I get into the bathroom. I start taking a whole bunch of, like, and, like, I'm mopping. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad. And so I keep mopping and mopping. I feel like I get, like, I mean, it's just streaked in blood. But whatever. So I'm adding pressure. I don't know to where from somewhere.
Here's some notebook paper.
I finally get everything under control. So the puck cut my penis open.
What part?
I don't know how to explain that. It's very close to the urinary hole.
Away?
I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, all right. So just, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird. And the... scab that I have. That's weird.
scabs and scabs.
My thighs hurt. The under down here.
This happened, what, Friday night?
Friday night, yeah.
I'd hope. It'd be weird if you still weren't in pain.
But you know what's weird? Like your head or the top of your head or the back of your head?
With razors.
Seriously?
Backyard wrestling. Never cut my head.
You could have it all.
Yeah.
It gushes blood. Mm-hmm. With the amount of blood that was in my pants, you would have believed that, honestly,
I had just filleted.
Oh, degloving.
It is.
You went with fillet perm. Oh, God. Shock. Horror.
It's the smallest. Like, you could barely even tell. Like, I don't even know that you could stitch it.
Shaving?
Not like that. Yeah, I mean, I've cut a testicle. Absolutely. And that does, Tyler, I'm telling you, you've never.
Quite a picture. You were like in